Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Friday, the 28th day of May, 2010. Can you believe we're almost about to be to the halfway point of 2010? I mean, it seems like 2005 just started a few minutes ago. 2001 and the staged government terror attacks seems like yesterday, but at the same time seems like a million years ago. It's that paradox. So much of life is a paradox. Okay, Alan Hart is joining us. He is the former top BBC presenter and reporter. He's now an independent investigative journalist and author. And he joins us from Michigan coming up in 1 hour. He's the former Middle East chief correspondent for BBC. Headline, bombshell, Silverstein wanted to demolish building 7 on 9/11. Remember that report from April 23rd, a little over a month ago, when Fox News itself, a reporter, said, yeah, I was there. They were talking about blowing it up at the command center that morning. Well, it's the same thing from Alan Hart, but this was known within days of the attack. Basically, all the high-level media knew this, but knew to keep their mouths shut. So he'll be joining us coming up in the second hour today, and of course our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman on the economy. I tell you, it's always important to have him on, but more and more with the global meltdown that's ongoing. Humans are very resilient creatures. As long as we're eased into something, we pretty much accept it. Like, oh yeah, the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket, but at least they say things might get better, and yeah, unemployment's a lot worse than what they say, and the economy's falling apart, and everything's shutting down around us, and yeah, they've got all these hundreds of new taxes, and you know, they're taking our houses for $300 unpaid water bills or for $1.25 unpaid parking tickets or toll road bills. And yeah, they're building giant FEMA camps everywhere. We got some news on that today. But, oh, you know, just they've kind of eased us into it. Frog in the pot of water. Incrementally. Turned up. But here's the article came out 2 days ago. Top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. Respected Middle East expert and former BBC presenter Alan Hart has broken his silence on 911 by revealing that the world's most prominent civil engineering company told him directly that the collapse of the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. So, again, that's coming up in the next hour. Alan Hart, alanhart.net, joining us. In the meantime, boy, do we have some important news, and we're going to be blitzing through it in this hour. Then I also want to go over basically my philosophy and the overall societal threats we face, but also the positive things that are happening. So I'll go over some of that at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to cover news in the meantime when we get back. Like North Korea warns it will meet war with all-out war. Geithner talks up stability deal. That's the global government public formation. Bilderbergs are set to be meeting. We're getting a lot of intel leaking out from Bilderberg sources, including some sources I have that run with the Bilderberg group. And I'll tell you, these sources are as good as anybody's. I start to realize the type of sources we have, and then I don't even really ever consciously myself realize the amazing info we have, the amount of amazing intel we get from government, from military, from banking, and academia. But Paul Watson has got a big report coming out later today with some key information on Bilderberg. It's going to be titled, Bilderberg, the Open Conspiracy, or Now an Open Conspiracy. So all of this coming up and a lot more today. Vital info straight ahead. You got a fighting chance to beat these people if we speak up and take action now. But now is the time.
the question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the BBC reporter, a chief correspondent, joining us at the time of 9/11. They knew within days that it was an inside job, a controlled demolition, and that many other reporters knew this, and controlled demolition companies knew this, and it was just a public thing. That's why one of the other BBC presenters of World News, who was confronted by We Are Change 2 years ago, they brought up the fact that he was live on TV reporting that Building 7 had fallen, and then he interviewed reporters on the ground before Building 7 had fallen. And he said, no, I wasn't there. I remember distinctly I took my film to the movies. I took my son to the movies that day. I went and saw a film. And they said, excuse me, sir, you were all over TV for hour after hour that day. And he goes, oh, yes, I do remember now. So they just all know. They just all know the government did it. They all know it was blown sky high. And it's a fear paradigm, where you're there, you know the government did it, and you're standing around looking at each other, and no one is a leader, no one stands up, no one speaks out. It's like the cops. The cops are brought into the conspiracy, but only on the edge. Tell everybody to get back, we're blowing up Building 7. Cops are on video, on CNN, on CBS Local, on other channels, saying, get back, they're bringing down Building 7, boom, they blow it up. And then later, the cops hear the conspiracy theorist playing videos of them saying it back. And they go, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then years later, they go, well, they did talk about blowing it up, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it fell. They said they were going to blow it up, but it fell on its own. As we said, there was a countdown, because now they say they didn't blow it up. So I've got to say that they didn't blow it up. I've got to go along with what they said, because it can't be true the government would do something like this. I've got to just see, that's how the psychology works. It's called Crime Stop in 1984. Where you read the newspaper on a Monday and it says, we've always been at war with East Asia and we just launched a huge victory against their capital city and took it over. And we killed over 1 million enemy troops in the last month. And then the next day, there's a headline. We have been friends with East Asia for the last 100 years. They have always battled with us. They are our best friends. Here's a photo of Big Brother with the grand leader of East Asia together. Overseeing the battlefront against Eurasia. And then it lists 50 battles they've won together in the last 6 months and just how they're incredible comrades and how Big Brother, you know, carried machine gun bullets himself up to the front lines to the wonderful double plus good troops. This is the exact same thing. And that's why they're psychologically now coming out and going, yeah, we put out fake bin Laden videos. Yeah, we're growing the opium. After all these years saying they didn't. And yeah, we killed the same Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Oh, it's up to close to 20 times they've killed certain leaders. And they never reverse it. They never say, oh, we didn't, you know, we were wrong the last 5 times we said we killed Habib Durka Durka. This time, we really did kill him. No. They just say we killed Habib, Durka Durka, or whatever made up name it is. We killed him, and we've been hunting him for years, and we're sure we killed him, and we have the body. And then they announced 2 months later they killed him again. It's just training you. See, I'm going to understand this more and more. You know, you think you understand 1984 when you read it in high school, and then again in college, and then again. I've probably read 1984 4 or 5 times. And every time I read it, it becomes more horrifying because you realize, as Orwell said right before he died, the book was only out a year before he died. A lot of evidence is they poisoned him. He didn't really die of tuberculosis. He went and hid out in Scotland on a secluded island and was scared to death, according to his family, while he was writing it. You know why? Because Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, had been a member of the Indian Secret Police, the British Royal Imperial Guard in India. Less than 100,000 people dominating 500 million at the time. Now it's over a billion. Oh, they might have been 400 million at the time. Whatever. The point is that He'd been there, then he'd thought he was fighting the empire. He went and joined the communist and got shot through the throat and was in a bunch of heavy fighting for a year in the foreign brigades in the Spanish Civil War. In Spain. And then he became homeless for a few years just to experience, because he came from a good family, upper middle class. Kind of the milk royalty, as they would call it in Poland, but this was in England. You know, the first echelon, the lowest echelon of elitist, of aristocrats. But again, I digress from that. And so he went and lived for years basically as a homeless person. And by homeless, I mean, he would work 15, 16 hours a day in down and out in Paris and London. Wrote a book about it. And, you know, he would literally go work 14, 15, sometimes 18 hours a day and then go live in a stone-floored hovel with 10 other people. And he would have, you know, sores all over him. Even though he had money, he wanted to experience this. And then he went and he was homeless in England. Even up until the 40s, they would lock you up in the poorhouses at night. They locked the homeless people up and also would take you off to work camps. And he told that whole story. And then the war started, and he went as a journalist and worked at the BBC in propaganda. And, of course, he is Winston Smith in the book. He's basically writing about himself, but seeing his contemporary decades in the future. When he wrote the book in 1948, he saw himself in the future reversing 1948 with 1984 with the type of world he saw that was going to be built. And, of course, another elitist, even more elite, from one of the most powerful families in England in the technocratic field, Aldous Huxley, wrote in 1933 about genetic engineering, totally brainwashed populations, far past the oppression that Orwell foresaw. And that's why in 1962, before he died, Huxley went public at Berkeley and said, well, George Orwell's wrong. We're going to have a jackbooted enforcement arm, a black ski mask, basically SWAT team arm, that will come physically kill you if they have to, but they're not going to need to. With entertainment, with drugs, with genetic engineering, you won't even be able to revolt, because it'll be like a revolt of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. That's actually a Bertrand Russell quote, but they all say similar things. Just laughing at us, how there's no way we can stop them. But the reason I digress down this rabbit trail today is because we're living in a 1984 society. The language has been reduced. It's been dumbed down. Much of the public, you can't even communicate with them. They weren't given building blocks as children, mentally, historically, societally. Scientific knowledge is just basically unknown. They're just little entertained children in the West about to be reduced down to the level of slaves. But in that process of them having all their toys taken away, they're going to be used as a political weapon to rob anyone politically of their Second Amendment, of their property rights, of everything. You know, in the next phase, they're going to use the Depression to communalize the wealth and then sick the working class on anyone who has a dollar more than they do. And then, of course, that will destroy any final engine of wealth production, and the globalists believe they're going to have full domination over the society. I mean, this is really going to be bad. And that's the game plan. Now, if you're in China or India, you're working 12, 14 hours in chemical plants and in fabs with basically no safety equipment, breathing deadly poison. You know, you work in them 10 years and you die of liver failure, and they just throw you in a big junk pile, big dump. Mass suicides everywhere. The government openly drives around with trucks, grabbing women off the street, sterilizing them. It's mainstream news. Our government doesn't criticize China. They actually say it's a great idea, and they come out at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and say China is now genetically testing everyone at birth to decide who and what they're going to be according to their DNA. And, of course, they decide what's good DNA and what isn't. And we know what we're going into. And they've made the decision to just flood everything with admissions of world government, admissions of deadly vaccines. Yeah, there's a cancer virus in that MMR. We're going to give it to your kid. Yeah, so what? It's going to kill you 20 years from now. Sure, the RNA is going to plug into all your cells. So what? Sure, it's going to wear down your immune system and then kill you. It's just all out in the open. Yeah, we grow the drugs. Yeah, we ship them in. Yeah, we make fake Al-Qaeda videos. Yeah, we kill innocent people with drones. Yeah, we're turning the public schools into prisons. Yeah, we're putting RFID in all your products. Yeah, we're listening to everything you say and do. Yeah, we're training your kids to tattle on you and spy on you. Yeah, we're merging the local police with the feds and training them for gun confiscation. Yeah, we're getting ready to take everything you've gotten. Yeah, we're getting ready to put vaccines in the food so you don't have a way to escape it, and to airborne spray it on you, and to engineer mosquitoes to be released all over the world to forcibly give you new vaccines that'll brain damage you and cause you not even be able to think. And so we're just, they're just getting us right up to the level to where suddenly our neighbors are zombies, and then we contract the virus, and then we're drooling, then they just pick us up for orderly extermination.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You know, I have one thought, and then I spend 15 minutes on it. Just one little idea, one little paradigm, one little universe of looking into the mind of George Orwell and reading a book about a futuristic police state. But then another elitist who understands the bigger picture Huxley goes, no. This is how the tyranny is going to work. Propaganda, brainwashing, chemicals in the food, chemicals in the water. Written in 1933, Brave New World. Go read Brave New World. Almost 80 years later. And look at how everything in it is now being phased in. Because once these people get a plan, they don't stop. And he explains, you know, my brother heads up the United Nations at the time in 62. Julian Huxley, this is the system we're going to set up. And the elite believes you're so stupid. I can sit here and even tell you this, and there's nothing you're going to do. It's possible to make them love their servitude. You can go pull up Berkeley speech, Aldous Huxley, hour long. You can even hear the class clapping. Think of all the little technocrats, all the elitists at Microsoft and Apple who were actually in that class, who were actually at that convention building, that auditorium. See, when Bill Gates a few months ago gets up and says, we need to reduce the carbon footprint by half, and the best way to do it is by cutting the human population by half, and we're going to do this through vaccines, he said it straight out, knowing the average person watching it later, but the crowd began laughing and giggling uncomfortably, and then it cut to their faces, and they were, this makes me feel so powerful. I paid $6,000 to be part of the TED TV convention. No, I come in here the elitist, and I'm a globalist wannabe. And most of them are CEOs and high-level and mid-level people. It's like their church tithe. You know, they go to TED TV and hear the globalist gospel. And that's the admission. $6,000 on average. Some people get let in for free. Media. So you get to hear Bill Gates sit there and giggle and laugh and talk. And they only put out little select short clips. Oh, we're going to let you know Bill Gates talked about killing half of you. And Bill Gates smiles and laughs with pleasure when they all smile and laugh with him. It's because, you know, the public's too dumb to get it. I can't tell you how many elitists I've talked to. Some even high level. I've talked to elitists next to the very highest level. And the highest level probably only has 400 people in it or less. Okay, I've talked to the very highest levels of the power structure. I guess I've even talked to the head of the former head of the Kissinger group. So I've talked to the inner, in the inner 300, 400 or so. There's an inner council within that. But the point is, and they all say on or off air, Alex, the public is a bunch of idiots. If you gave them freedom, they'd slit your throat in a minute. They want to be slaves. They want to be exterminated. Look at how we're in control. Look at how the establishment is in control. Look at how we're in control, Alex. Doesn't that prove that it's our right to be in control? Survival of the fittest. Social Darwinism. In fact, guys, will you print me the definition of social Darwinism instead of me just sitting here and going over my layman's definition of social Darwinism? Will you print me the definition of social Darwinism? Social Darwinism, my friends. And then you can have a debate about whether or not you agree with them. The problem is the average college graduate has been given kind of the outer temple doctrine. That's how many religions are designed. You have the inner group of the cult, and then you have the outer group of the cult who are only given parts of the overall agenda. It's a form of compartmentalization. But the outer cult sees themselves as liberal. Believes there's too many people. We've got to have a world government. We've got to have an organized society run by us, the elite. But the outer group always thinks they are the ultimate elite. But the question all of those outer acolytes or outer party people have to ask themselves is, are you part of the elite for real? Let's talk about that when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. In the last hour today, I am going to spend much of the time we have on the nature of the New World Order and their mindset and the type of world they're building. But if the general public cannot educate themselves on what makes the controllers tick and what their global plan is, you have no chance of ever even being involved in the world or your future or having any impact on it. So the average churchgoer, the average liberal, the average conservative, the average professional in the last 100 years has been taught there's too many people, poor people are scum. You've got to do them a favor. You've got to sterilize them. And, you know, at certain levels, you can see their arguments. At certain levels, there's an argument there. And that's why so many people buy into this. But it's the outer ring of the system. Let me give you the big news flash here for the wannabe elitist and people that tune in. When you actually get deeper into globalist philosophy and operations, they are targeting 99.99% of the public. You learn that top controllers, less than 400 of them, spend almost all their time avoiding the soft kill, degenerative, and binary weapons in the air, food, and water, and in the magnetic spectrum they're now introducing and admitting they are. And that we are all under sustained control freak attack. This is a religion of control freaks. And the ultimate control is to control human genetics, human reproduction, human education, human destiny. Because when you control ideas, and when you control the wealth, and when you control the farms, and when you control the factories, and when you control the societies, you control it all. You control the planet. It isn't about money. It isn't about bling. The elites don't care about that. The real money hides their money. The real power structure is hidden. Just like the Federal Reserve never wanted to be on the radar. And it's only the holding company of these people. They want you talking about Obama and John McCain. They want you talking about George W. Bush and his cousin Kerry, who are nothing but high-level front men, high-level gophers, high-level foils, shills, cutouts, puppets, fronts, doormats. And so for all of you eugenicist wannabes out there, all of you that go to the mall and look down your nose at the hunchback people scurrying around mindlessly with their bling, for all of you who have disdain, instead of wanting to lift up these people, you get off on a petty power trip. Do you understand you are being hit by soft kill weapons, magnetic, chemical, biological? I mean, you really are being attacked. Hundreds of textbooks, hundreds and hundreds of publications, State Department memorandums, UN biological diversity assessments, on and on and on and on and on, talking about how they're going to build a world government and kill you. They're just warming up with forced abortion, infanticide, sterilization. Oh, yeah, they go into Africa and, quote, give them some GMO crops that sterilize them and claim they're helping them and tell them, yeah, go on birth control or get sterilized and we'll give you $5,000. And then you could even see the argument of, look, oh, she won't have eight kids now, four of which on average will die. You know, she'll have one child or no children, but she'll get this money. The point is, this is undemocratic, unelected power by a group that isn't just wiping out poor people, and that's bad. But their real enemy is anybody who is intelligent and isn't part of their program. And then you get a Dr. Eric Pianka at UT, who is a real insider and travels to Europe with meet with Prince Charles and Philip and gets all these awards. And the guy can barely talk. And he's on the UT website dressed up as a druidic priest talking about Lucifer on the UT website. That's why he's over there, because he is a zombie, self-hating demon and gives speeches where he talks about, I know me and my family are going to have to die soon. I'm ready for the airborne Ebola and can't wait for it to come. It's sad my children have to die, but this is what we have to do for Earth. And Prince Charles is just like, you are a beautiful creature. Prince Philip is, yes, Dr. Pianka, you are incredible. You realize you are scum and need to die for me, so the earth is mine. Yes, I recognize that. I mean, and that's why I got emails by, when that was big news 3 years ago, it's in my film Endgame. That's why I got emails when I was criticizing him and it became national news. And I would have his graduate students send me emails going, you know what? You ought to read my graduate paper. Here's a link to it. He is a great man. He is incredible. And I'll tell you this. He only wants 90% dead. Who could rationally disagree with the fact that all humans must be killed? We are a cancer. We are a plague. Then I started Googling these people's names. And there they were in white lab coats working in bioweapons laboratories, genetic engineering facilities. Oh, they run everything, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it just as sure as the sun comes up. So go ahead, power-tripping cops on steroids who think you're part of the New World Order and think you've got all this power. Go ahead. Go ahead and throw your lot in with the New World Order. because your lot's in with us, whether you know it or not. And go ahead, doctors and lawyers and bureaucrats and all of you out there that, you know, buy into this cosmology. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, understand that you are not being honest. Oh, Pianca's being honest. So are his graduate students that have got white papers out there, their graduate thesis on killing everyone. Go read them. We've linked to them over the years on the websites, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. You know, I read some of the dark philosophy written by these people, and they talk about, it will be a great honor to be the last human, that last human who will then kill themselves. And knowing that the earth will go back to rewilding and a beautiful jewel will be the greatest human in history. I mean, meanwhile, you care about if the Dallas Cowboys win, lose, or draw? You care about crow's feet at the edge of your eyes? You care about getting old? You women care about how good looking you are? You better be caring about saving your children and the species. Why do you think the UN has built no fewer than 50 different seed vaults around the world? The only one to get big attention is the one up at the North Pole. Every seed, they've got other vaults of the sperm and eggs of other mammals. Usually when I read the list of what the grants are, what they're holding, they don't have any human genetics. That's not going to be needed. And I'm just supposed to sit here and go about my business and watch these people circling around us like wolves. And Bill Gates is up there giving press releases on the GatesFoundation.org about, it's wonderful. A lot of people are trying to avoid vaccines now. But it doesn't matter because we have airborne systems that will be delivered by aircraft, by mosquito that we release that carry it, and by rice and squash and sugar beets and potatoes that will deliver the new vaccine. And it's going to be wonderful. That the new vaccine will reduce population by half. And the whole crowd giggles and makes little monkey noises. We're on a power trip cult. Because, I mean, these, you, do you understand that this is the ultimate extension of the people that get in the fast lane when it says 70 and they're doing 50 and they'll get with a little team member beside each other and block both lanes and you'll see them with satisfaction looking over. That's the spiritual counterpart of what we're dealing with. Instead of saying, you know, we need to have great debates about population and should we start, you know, going off planet. No, it isn't about population. That's their excuse to bring full control over the human species. They're playing God, folks. Everything they do. Everything they do, they're big government buildings that are imposing and make you feel small. They're tax collector ads that, you know, look at you from space and say, hi, Tom, nice car, nice house. Oh, we're going to come get you, Tom. Oh, and, you know, police chiefs are now in the news going, yeah, we wear a black mask to intimidate you. We're secret police. You know, it's come out that large percentages in some police forces, half the cops are on steroids, including the women. Fort Worth police chief promotes hormone therapy, WFAA, sex drive, mental focus, energy. And he talks about injecting his troops, as he calls them, with testosterone. How about a swollen heart? How about that it reduces your regular hormone output once you go off of it? How about teaching cops they can do full-body heavy weight, power clings and squats and boost testosterone by more than 40% on average. I wouldn't dare do that, folks. With my natural testosterone, I want to tear people's heads off every day. But I did when I got in super good shape by the time I was about 20. I could squat 600, bench press 320. And let me tell you, folks, I found the secret. But I also noticed my hair started falling out because I was doing power clings twice a week and squats. My testosterone shot up, and I quit because I went and read the medical research and learned I'd boosted my testosterone massively naturally. And you know what? I like my hair and not wanting to kill people more than I did boosting my testosterone. What in Hades are police doing openly admitting they're on roids now? You do not need steroids. You do not need the testosterone you've got. in this society. Give me a but my point is, they've been drugging for 30 years our own troops, and now they're giving them methamphetamine, pharmaceutical grade. They're giving them psychotropics. They're giving them halcyon, amnesiac, mind control drugs. They're putting the troops on roids. I mean, we are just completely fried. They're putting the military, they're putting the cops on them. This is the THX-1138 system. They're drugging your water supply. They're openly announcing Japan wants to put lithium in their water. They're pushing it here. They're already doing it, boys and girls. They're already drugging the hell out of you. So that's why cops feel like they need testosterone, because they're lethargic. And because they're so afraid of the public, they're all souped up. Every time they go up to a car, it's burning them out. If you just tried being calm and in a position of mental power, you wouldn't need to be jacked up in fear. All you got to do is to let go of the fear. As soon as you're not worried about somebody killing you, you're icy. You're in control. No, you don't need steroids. And by the way, that may help you for a year or maybe two, but then you're going to have them. And then the government has you right where they want you. And then your testicles shrivel up to the size of grapes. I'm just giving you the newsflash here, folks. And you fry the real testosterone you got. You got the testosterone you need, okay? Try ramming your head into a wall. Try boxing. Try getting hardcore. Excuse me. I mean, the point is that these people are out of their minds, folks. I can't believe that they've got cops. I don't know. I guess some men may need it. I guess some men don't have hair on their chest or fire in their eyes. But most of it's mental, boys. The roids you think you need. Fort Worth Police Chief promotes hormone therapy. All were topics of discussion at a recent voluntary wellness seminar at Fort Worth Police Officers. Chief Jeffrey Halstead called the meeting to share his testimony about testosterone. And yeah, maybe if you're a 55-year-old cop and you've been drinking GMO milk and been drinking out of plastic containers that have estrogen mimickers, how about, here's what I meant to say when I saw this article yesterday. I never got to it. I see articles every few weeks about England, Europe, and the U.S. where girls now, by the tens of thousands in the U.S., the tens of thousands in Europe, are going into puberty at age 8, some at age 6, just like fish are going into puberty, and frogs are going into puberty, going into reproductive cycle earlier and earlier. Some are being born in reproductive cycles. It's the hormones in the water. It's the hormones we're dumping. It's the hormones humans are being fed as part of the sterilization that's getting to the fish and getting to the frogs. In every case, it's municipal water that's then being offloaded into the ecosystem. And here's my issue. I read these articles about an 8-year-old goes into puberty, so they take him in and they give the girl or the boy shots to suppress what's happening. Instead of getting them off the hormones and the water and the food and the GMO milk. I mean, let me tell you something. If they're giving mama cows a genetically engineered hormone that makes them produce almost twice as much milk, what do you think that's going to do to your 5-year-old daughter, pal? I mean, this is 2 + 2 = 4. Now, this is 1 + 1 = 2. Or this is just, what is that number? Like when you ask your 2-year-old, what is that number? 1. This isn't even 1 + 1. Of course the municipal water supply reservoirs have got frogs at birth going into puberty. Of course they got male frogs that are females, female frogs that are hyper-female and are dying of cancers. Of course women have got their breasts rotting off left and right because you're drinking all these hormones. You went into puberty when you were 9 years old, and you've got the body sexually of a 65-year-old when you're 30. You've been hit with a chemical weapon attack. You're being murdered. And they think it's real funny. Well, I don't think it's funny. It makes me angry. Okay, so these people sit up there in their little power trips, and there's all this video of Bill Gates kissing on little black kids. It's like when you read Margaret Sanger with the Rockefellers going, I want to kill these black animals, these subhuman weeds. These are all quotes. We're going to have to hire a bunch of blacks as fronts and pose with them and like we love them. I'm talking to Ed Bernays on how to carry this out. No, we'll get them. Don't you worry. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to get you. See, this is the real world, folks. This is what's really happening. This is what's going on. This is what you face as a society. And so instead of telling the cops, you don't have the sperm count of somebody 50 years ago or somebody 10 years ago. You don't have the testosterone count of a man 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Why is that? Well, sodium fluoride attacks and lowers testosterone and every other endocrine released system. Go read the studies. It's an absolute fact. Let me see. All of the major plastics that have been accepted, because there's hundreds of plastic formulas, but they pick the few that have the estrogen mimicker just by accident. Globally, they're used. It's just a coincidence. All of these major GMO foods we've been eating the last decade, in all the studies, sterilized or reduced fertility in every major mammal species. Oh, gee, the vaccine inserts say reduces fertility. Oh, gee. No, instead they're going to turn the cops all into a bunch of drugged out zombies running around murdering people because they're on testosterone. Folks, do you have any idea why men are vicious and attack people? It's testosterone. You don't take more of it. You don't need it. You're not designed to have it. Do you understand that?
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The point I was trying to make is, instead of taking eight-year-old girls going into puberty and the doctors telling them, get off the fluoride, get off the plastic products, get off the GMO milk, They give them other drugs to mask those hormones. It's the same thing with cops. Instead of explaining to them why they're chicken neck cowards, and I mean, they got to have steroids to feel tough. Give me a break. It's pathetic. All that does is fry your body and make you fall apart down the road. All right, I'm digressing. You know, I have all this news here, and we have a big guest coming up as well. And I will cover this later when Bob Chapman's on with us, but I got off into eugenics. Because what else is there but eugenics? By the way, I've been quietly working the last 3 years on the ultimate eugenics film. The ultimate. And the problem is I tend to get obsessed on something and then never release it. Kind of like I've been working for 4 or 5 years on a JFK film. Black Sunshine. But coming out in the fall, I will release a eugenics film. And the overall tie-in is it's a chemtrail film. And I've been telling you for 2 years that I was going to release it in the fall coming up, and we're going to stick with that deadline. So we should be able to tell you about that very, very soon. We do need your financial support if you believe in the issues and items and topics we cover here. The studio ended up costing a lot more than I thought it would. And we do need your financial support now more than ever. And you do that by buying the books, the T-shirts, the materials, also supporting our sponsors. But everything available at InfoWars.com. You know, whether you call and get a Don't Tread on Me shirt or get Invisible Empire or Don't Tread on Me or Police State for the Rise of FEMA, it's all available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. The economy is falling apart, as you know, and I know it's tough to buy the books and videos, but they are great tools to wake people up. And your purchase also does support this radio broadcast. For those of means, see it as a donation. You know, call up and buy 100 copies of Fall of the Republic, or 20 copies, or of The Obama Deception, or of Invisible Empire. You know, we'll discount them by 60% when you do. And then give them out to people. You know, there's so many ways to support us. If you want to just give us a straight-up donation, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, that's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Because I want to go ahead and finish fitting out the studio. We've built it, built the new office, and I need to be able to hire a few people to man it, and I need to be able to pay for the stage and the equipment. We buy basically the prosumer, cheapest stuff that's out there, but we just need your support, ladies and gentlemen. Again, InfoWars.com to go visit the online video bookstore or call toll free to get the books and videos and materials. Got a lot of specials going. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We're going live in 8 minutes on PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch the live show, download all the films in high quality. PrisonPlanet.tv, six plus years up and running. Well, it's been 6 years since April of 6 years ago, so 6 years and a few months. PrisonPlanet.tv, we just keep adding more and more to it. And I could get a lot more done and not really kill myself physically, mentally, if I could hire some more personnel. We just don't have the money right now. But we're having trouble just holding on what we're at. I've actually, in the last few months, actually had a few people go part-time because I knew the economy was going to fall apart, but it's falling apart, as you know, even faster. And we need to be able to continue and not just stay at this position. I want to blast our way out of this and grow. So please purchase a lot of books and videos at InfoWars.com and support our local sponsors.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it.
others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You are the target of the New World Order. Government's killed more than 200 million people last century. They're already off to a great start this century. Millions and millions killed. Over 1.5 million Iraqis, thanks to our criminal wars. And we are the target here in the United States. All you eugenicists, all you social Darwinists, all you fake environmentalists, you're all under savage attack by your own masters. We've got a very informative guest coming up for the rest of the hour in the next segment. And then we got Bob Chapman coming on about the economy. I'll intersperse important news when he's on with us, like this news. North Korea warns it will meet war with all-out war, CNN. Geithner talks up stability deal. That's the new world government they're setting up via the banking system. They create the crisis, offer the solution. French minister says bailout alters EU treaty. You know, violates it. Goldman seeks to avoid fraud in settlement report. The government's already dropped charges on AIG. And then passed the Banking Reform Act that lets them spy on everything you do in your bank account, take over local small banks that are healthy, gives the criminal banks all the power over everything. As Dr. Paul Craig Roberts told you yesterday, former head of policy department of the Treasury. Again, it's not just me saying that or the Texas Banking Association saying that. Goldman Sachs and others are really going to rape everybody now. Oh, you set up a huge implosion to consolidate power. Here's more power. That will teach you. Blowouts coming in California with regime change in November, and it says that all the polls show that every mainline Democratic incumbent and a lot of Republican incumbents are in trouble. Well, what do you expect? You got a gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting globalist who promotes global warming and carbon taxes, Arnold Alois, he admires Hitler, Schwarzenegger. I mean, California, you get what you deserve. You're into trendiness, you're into acting cool, you're into the New World Order. Well, now they're trying to pass taxes on exit taxes where you won't be able to escape California. It's a beautiful state, got a lot of wonderful people in it, but it's also got a lot of airheads in it. And California better wake up and go absolutely ape now, or you will be fully imploded by the globalists. They want you to fail. You understand that? In fact, here's another one. Bankruptcy talk spreads among California municipal officials, and then they'll go bankrupt with the state will go bankrupt, this is out of Reuters, and then they'll go bankrupt with the foreign bankers, who will wave a magic fairy wand and go, oh, here's $100 billion more, we just made it up, but now we own you, and now it's not at 10% interest, California, now it's at 20% interest, and, you know, you better raise more taxes, you better shake down everybody there to give us real assets, because we made it up out of nothing, and we're the bankers, and you're a bunch of gullible idiots. And every other state, Texas, it doesn't matter. They're going to rape every one of you until you get angry and wake up. They're never going to stop. They know exactly what they're doing. Here's a big article by Paul Joseph Watson. Guess what? We found out that the same corporation that did the bond proposal and built the Hardin $28 million facility that no one ever moved into, that we have the blueprints for, that is to be used by FEMA. That's up on our Alex Jones YouTube channel. Private corporation building detention camps across America. In fact, Cole Watson, he wrote this yesterday. Have him add that YouTube video I posted of inside the facility. I was getting a tour, and she goes, oh, excuse me, the phone's ringing. I went, oh, thank you. Ducked into three offices, ran in, blueprints on a table, hidden in plain view, flipping through them. It says alien detention facility. And that doesn't mean little green men, folks. That means U.S. citizens stripped under the Enemy Combatant Act and put in there. And then CNN admits that. They were looking at the facility as a detention facility for citizens and others. and we went and showed the blueprints. But the issue is this same company's building them all over the U.S. and getting sucker locals to fund it. So that's coming up when Bob Chapman's on with us. Also, G20 Toronto police make first summit arrest after banks vandalized. Congressman says Obama may have spent $10 million on illegal Kenya abortion push. They admit ultrasound sterilizes men, so why is it safe for fetuses? Bill Gates and his covert nanotechnology vaccine. It's all coming up.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us the 28th day of May, 2010, on this Friday edition. 2 days ago, we posted the amazing article written by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. Now, remember just a month ago, back on April 23rd, the headline, bombshell, Silverstein wanted to demolish Building 7 on 911. That is from Fox News. But the Fox News reporter said, I was there that day. I was with Silverstein and the emergency management people. And yes, they did say they were looking at wiring and blowing up 7. But magically, it fell on its own, so we didn't have to blow it up. Well, it takes weeks, if not months, to properly demolish a 47-story building. A few years ago, they tried to blow up the Intel building in Austin. A top firm did. It failed. Intel in the late 90s during the dot-com bust finished the skeleton of the building. Then it collapsed, the dot-com bubble, so that they never finished it. But they couldn't even blow up the skeleton of it on the first try, the superstructure. And then we have all the police and firemen footage. I'm not going to go back over today. We may play some where the cops are saying, get back, get back, get back. We're going to blow it up. We're going to blow up seven. And I remember being in the car that day. I'd been on air all day. I ran out of the studio to get a pizza, literally a half mile away, to scarf it. I was scarfing it in the car as I was driving back to go back on air. And they were on ABC News saying they're going to blow up Building 7. And then I talked about it, and people said, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, it turns out there are scores of newscasts now, including BBC, where they did a false script and announced that it had fallen in its own footprint 25 minutes before it did. So, look, there's no doubt, folks, they blew up Building 7. We had Barry Jennings, the deputy head of New York Emergency Management, on 2 weeks later. He died mysteriously, and he was getting threats. And he said, yeah, they blew up Building 7. So this isn't a game we're playing. I mean, I hope you understand that. Now, you can debate who carried out 9/11, who had, you know, the means, opportunity, the motive, and who thought they could get away with it. And that's the Western power structure, no one else. That's England, the U.S., Israel. They're all joined at the hip. But for the next hour, and then a little bit into the next hour, then Bob Chapman's joining us. Alan Hart joins us because he's another window into this. You know, you have this Fox News reporter going with the lie, saying, yeah, okay, we were there. They were talking about blowing it up, but we didn't. So you're a conspiracy theorist forever saying we did. And then you've got all the firemen, you know, saying, yeah, they told us they blew it up. And then they get fired or threatened. And the cops saying, yeah, they said they blew it up. I've interviewed those cops, Bartmer and others. I've gone and found the cops who were on the CNN video saying, get back, they're bringing it down, folks. We have the live footage. Get back. They're blowing it up. And then again, the cops weren't involved. They were brought into it. And then once they've accepted it, they just engage in Crime Stop or doublethink, and then they don't talk about it. But I'm going to shut up. It's just to get into Building 7, to get into 9/11, to get into the NORAD stand down, to get into U.S. and British troops massed in and around Afghanistan in the 2 months before, and Newsweek admitting Bush signed the attack order to go into Afghanistan on September 10th, and Jeb Bush declared martial law 2 days before in Florida, AP, and hijackers trained at U.S. bases. They thought they were taking part of it in a drill. On and on. It's all confirmed. But to have another eyewitness who's a prestigious pedigree with the BBC, ITN, top correspondent in the Middle East, interviewing the Shah, Yasser Arafat. I mean, he's at the highest level of journalist, Alan Hart, blowing the whistle that day one he was witnessing the cover-up in the media, the self-censorship, that because people are, it's like Albert Speer, the German interior minister, the architect, was asked later, why did you go along with Hitler? Why did you do all this? Because he was known as an intellectual and an aristocrat, and they actually let him off because the British liked him so much at Nuremberg. And he said, well, when the devil's got his arm around you being nice to you, you don't, you know, recognize it's the devil. And he just, once you're in it, you're in it. Well, folks, we got to say we're not part of this. The media, everybody. Again, I'm going to shut up and I apologize for spending some time here with this precious guest. But I just wanted to preface it. Alan, you don't like talking about yourself, but you've got such a lengthy bio. It'd be like talking about Muhammad Ali's boxing career. You know, that would take an hour to just hit the highlights. But for those that don't know who Alan Hart is, and the website's alanhart.net, tell us about your career, what you've done, and why you're going public now.
Well, Alex, first of all, let me say I'm delighted to become a member of your truth-telling society, if I can put it like that. And I'd like to tell you why in two sentences. When I became a very young reporter with Independent Television News more than 40 years ago, my editor-in-chief gave me the mission statement in one short sentence, quote, our job is to help keep democracy alive, unquote. And my take today, Alex, is quite simple. The mainstream media has betrayed democracy. I suspect you might go along with that too, yeah?
They certainly have. They've been part of the complete overthrow of our society.
Okay. Well, Alex, my background is I've been in journalism, and I've been doing secret politics in the Middle East for the best part of 40 years. I have two claims to fame, in a sense. I am the only person on Earth, I think, who enjoyed intimate access to, and on the human level, friendship with, the two greatest opposites in all of human history, Golda Meir, Mother Israel, and Yasser Arafat, Father Palestine. I think there's nobody else on the planet who can say that. My other claim to fame is that you know the first rule of journalism, Alex. If you offend both parties to a dispute or a conflict, you're probably on the right track.
Yes.
Well, I am red flagged by Zionism and the regimes of an impotent, corrupt, repressive Arab order. Both of those who red flagged me, so I guess I'm on the right track. So basically, what I bring to the table is 40 years of experience of covering the world in general, the Middle East in particular, and I should add that I started to grow up as a person, as a young reporter in Vietnam. There I was watching America spending $6 million a minute destroying two countries, North and South Vietnam, on a war it could not win and should not have fought. It was there that I started to say to myself, what the hell is this world all about?
Amazing. And again, you're being meek about your amazing career, sir, and we appreciate you joining us. We'll also talk about some of the books that you've written before you leave us. But let's plunge into it now. Why have you decided to come out and, you know, lay out the fact that the media is self-censoring and that you talked to one of the biggest construction firms in the world and that they did their own analysis and concluded it was controlled demolition?
Okay, well, let's go head on to that, to Alex. First of all, I am not a latecomer to the truth of 9/11. I've been aware of the truth since a very few days after the dreadful event happened. But the point is this. When I was completing my latest book, it's an epic journey in three volumes through the lies and truth of history as it relates to the making and sustaining of the conflict in and over Palestine that became Israel. I censored myself on the subject of 9/11 because I didn't want to give supporters of Israel, right or wrong, the ammunition to dismiss me as a mad conspiracy theorist because of my views on 9/11 in order to divert attention away from all the other truths I reveal in my book. I think you'll understand what I'm saying, Alex.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so here I am in America. I did an interview with another talk show host that I respect, Kevin Barrett.
Yes.
He asked about 9/11, so I thought, hell, the book's out, the book's published. Volume 3 of the American edition is coming in a very few days. So I decided that the time had come to end my own silence. And the point is this. What I think about 9/11 as an individual is not important. It's what people that I've learned to respect think. Now, I have many friends in all walks of life, politics, business, you name it. And it so happens that two of my dearest friends are world-leading consultants, civil engineering consultants, for one of the greatest civil engineering and project management firms in the world. I'm not going to name it, Pete. Your listeners can either believe me or not, because the research they did for me, studying all the films and everything else, they did for me privately.
Well, you're a renowned journalist and award-winning, so that's standard for those that don't know, to not reveal your sources. You don't want to throw them overboard. I mean, they did this in confidence, but continue.
Okay, so here we are. They are truly world-leading consultants, and they said to me when they'd studied the film footage and everything else, Alan, it is irrefutable. The building, the Twin Towers, were brought down by controlled explosions from within. Now, I know there are many other people that say that in America, but as a journalist, I can only go on people that I know and trust, right?
Yes.
So they said that to me. So by definition, Alex, if the buildings were brought down by controlled explosions, it is a conspiracy by absolute definition. So then you have to take it wider. Now, my speculation, and of course it is speculation, is that it probably may well have started out as an all-Muslim conspiracy. But the thing is, ever since Israel's foundation, its various intelligence agencies, Mossad in particular, and its Directorate of Military Intelligence have been brilliant. And they've had agents deep inside every Arab government, every Arab military organization.
Sir, we've got a break there. We've got a break. I apologize. I'm not going to cut you off for a single second when we get back. And we'll run through all of this. The King David Hotel bombing, the Levon affair, on and on and on. Israel admits in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post they have fake al-Qaeda groups that stage events every time there's about to be a peace deal. So we'll come back and continue where you just left off. We're very honored to have our guest with us, Alan Hart, today. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I was a highwayman, a
along the coach. Alan Hart is a author, former Middle East chief correspondent for Independent Television News, former BBC Panorama presenter, and the list goes on and on. Started out his beat during the Vietnam War over there. Okay, this is a short segment. You got cut off by the break. Please start back over with the information you were covering concerning 9/11.
Right, to pick up where we were, Alex, it's not impossible, and this is my speculation, it's not impossible that it started out as an all-Muslim plot. But even if it did, it would have been very quickly taken over by Israeli agents. I mean, one of the great truths of history is that from almost the moment of Israel's birth, Israeli agents, either Mossad or the directors of military intelligence, penetrated every Arab government, every Arab military organization, every Arab terrorist group, whether they were terrorists or not. And if we time later on, ask me to tell you this particular story of the penetration of the Abu Nidal group. But for now, let us say, even if it started out as an all-Muslim plot, Israeli agents inside would have got to know about it. And my guess is that they would have said to the bad guys in the CIA and their associates, Zionist associates and other neocon associates, hey, this plot is running. What do we do with it? And the answer would have been, we'll use it. Because we know in the background that Paul Wolfowitz had already spoken in his paper, The Clean Break, about the need for a Pearl Harbor event, right?
Yes, the PNAC documents.
That's right. So the Zionists and the neocons, they were looking for a Pearl Harbor event to give them the pretext to go to war, not only in Iraq to get rid of Saddam Hussein, but the clean break document that the Zionists in America wrote for incoming Prime Minister Netanyahu in his first term talked about the need not only to get rid of Saddam Hussein, but to roll back Syria and eventually go for Iran.
Which we now see happening. I want to continue fleshing this out from your experience and reporting for decades from the Middle East and interviewing Yasser Arafat and, you know, just countless other people. And as you said earlier, the founder of the modern state of Israel, I believe you were saying you consider to be a friend. That is so interesting. I want to discuss that. And it must be painful to have to, you know, talk about this and go over this because the truth is painful. I'm only looking for the truth. And a lot of the people that constantly attack Israel, in my experience, make stuff up. They hyperventilate. It's a religion of hating Israel. They lie about me. They lie about others, so I don't have any respect for them. But somebody like you, who does have, you know, a great track record and who I have researched, you know, that's why you're here on the show, and that's why we're talking about this. And I, you know, you do believe at certain levels Israel was involved in 9/11. We know that there were hijackers that were living in homes paid for by Israeli intelligence. We know Fox News even reported that hundreds of Israeli spies were arrested in and around 9/11. I've interviewed the sheriff who picked up the dancing Israelis, who it later turned out were Mossad. And we do know the moving company was a Mossad front. We do know they were videotaping it. We know Silverstein is tied in to all these groups. But then you've got separately Cheney in there in control of a stand down. We know we have a stand down order from 2 months before.
Yeah, I called Cheney the real Dr. Strangelove incidentally.
Well, then I mean, speak to that, because I'm always worried about anything that says it's one group or another group, when you point out rightly that let me take Adam Gadon, the grandson of the ADL former head, up there putting up fake Al-Qaeda videos. The CIA admits they're putting out fake Bin Laden videos now in the Washington Post. I mean, that is clearly a Israeli production with Adam Gadon to menace and scare the American people. So I'm all about, you know, exposing things. I've just found the British stage terror, the U.S. stage terror. And so I want to speak about that because you're saying Israel found out about it and then said, hey, this is going on. Let's piggyback or piggyback on it. But for me, it's more than just piggybacking. These governments at every level were involved shepherding the operation.
But, Alex, there are so many other things. I mean, look, for goodness sake, there has been a complete cover-up in this country authorized by President Johnson of Israel's attack on the Liberty during the 1967 war.
Absolutely.
We don't actually know who killed Kennedy. Now, in my view, Oswald didn't fire a shot.
Oh, the evidence is overwhelming.
So, you know, America has an incredible tradition at leadership level in suppressing the truth. And the question you have to ask, surely, is in whose interest is it that American citizens, the voters, be denied the truth about so much?
So for you, it's all motive. You believe you're saying Israel had the most in the motive. Well, let's come back and talk about that.
No, Alex, with respect, I'm not.
Okay, right. Stay there, then. We'll get your answer on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
I hurt myself.
This is a psychological situation we're facing.
See if I still.
Once they sell you on the lie of killing Kennedy in broad daylight, with hundreds of witnesses seeing the men behind the fence shooting, once you buy into that lie, now you're committed to buy into even more lies, like 9/11 or WMDs in Iraq or the White House memo where Bush is telling Blair we can get a U.S. aircraft shot down and blame it on Saddam. We can stage events. We're, you know, premeditatedly lying about WMDs. That's a form of false flag. The Gulf of Tonkin now declassified, getting us into Vietnam was staged. Over 1 million Vietnamese, 58,000 Americans, 200,000 maimed. We're going back to our guest here in a moment. Don't forget to support this radio broadcast and to get materials that will wake the public up to what we're facing. The public is awakening right now, but they need the hardcore info. Like Police State, The Rise of FEMA, my newest documentary, proving the total police state grid that's being set up in the U.S. Everybody needs to see this. My 15 years of research condensed into this film. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined by Jason Burmes, just came out last month. Breaking down the globalists, their mindset, how they use terror, how they use narcotics trafficking to control things. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, that I'm featured in and consulted on. Michael Bagnarek, Richard Mack, Charles Key, R.J. Harris, and many others. Taking Back States' Rights, Taking Back Local Sovereignty, The Republic versus the Democracy. All in Don't Tread on Me, available at Infowars.com. And you can also call toll free to get the films, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, going back to our guest, Alan Hart, again, author, former chief correspondent for Independent Television and BBC, expert on the Middle East. You got cut off. You were trying to clarify something that I was speaking about, dealing with stage terror and 9/11. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I wasn't quite saying that only Israel and Zionists had motivation, because the network is Israel, their Zionist supporters here, but the whole of the neocons, who are some are Zionists, some are not, some are plain old-fashioned Americans like Dick Cheney, but also there is this alliance with the Christian fundamentalists, the so-called Christian Zionists. Now, I think, frankly, and I think I've never said this before publicly, I think that what that alliance actually wants is a clash of civilizations, Judeo-Christian be Islamic. I think that's what they would really like to provoke.
And that's why they let them build a giant mosque on the ruins of 9/11. That's why it turned out it was an intel op doing the Muhammad cartoons with him with a bomb on his head. Well, they say they want a clash of civilizations in the PNAC documents.
Yeah, but Alex, you just used a word which I'd like to pick up on, a phrase, police state. Now, you know we had a prime minister called Edward Heath.
Yes.
Not too long ago. Soon after he left office, my wife and I had lunch with him. And I said, Mr. Heath, what is your biggest fear for the future? Remember, this is a British prime minister. I thought he would talk about global poverty because he had been involved with it, as I had. But he didn't. He said that Britain will become the first police state in the so-called democratic world. Now, this is a guy who's been prime minister, who knows how the system works. And he's telling me that he fears Britain will become the first police state. No doubt you've read, Alex, George Orwell's 1984, yeah?
Yes, that's what he envisioned coming to fruition in England if things weren't reversed.
Well, I go further, Alex. I think the Western world is on that road and well on it. You see, I don't think democracy exists anywhere in the world, because for it to exist, citizens, voters, have to be informed enough about issues to participate in debate and to be able to call.
No, I agree. It's manufactured consent. It's INGSOC. They have removed the language and debased it down to such a level that you can't even have a communication with the average person.
That's right. But the problem, I would go so far as to say, in some important respects, democracy exists least of all in America, because what passes for democracy is simply for sale to the highest bidders. It does include the Zionist lobby in association with the Christian fundamentals. It does include the banks, the drugs, the military industrial complex. We know them all. I mean, it seems to me that it really doesn't matter who the hell is in the White House, who the hell is in number 10 Downing Street in London. They are, to a very large extent, puppets of a very tiny minority of vested interests. And that's why getting the truth out to mobilize citizens to make their democracy work is so important.
Well, you're right. I mean, there's really five big lobbies, and they're all interconnected, literally intermarried. And they all want the same thing. They want to keep the war on drugs going because they're shipping in the illegal drugs. They want to push their deadly pharmaceuticals on us and have forced inoculations. They want, more tyranny. The Defense Department and the private contractors are now taking over the police departments, the red light cameras, the surveillance, the iPhones, the computers. They are privatizing the police state and then literally absorbing the once free society. But I want to expand on things that you brought up here, because I've studied 9/11 in depth. I said they were going to attack the World Trade Centers 2 months before it happened. I could see the preconditioning in the media that was taking place. And your research in the Middle East, of how the Mossad and the Shin Bet have infiltrated all these groups, that's on record. But it's more than that. We know, according to Colonel Butler, the head of the Defense Language School, and the AP and Newsweek and other publications, they hide this in plain view, that many of the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases, and we know they were taking part in drills, infiltration drills, and believed they were government agents. And we know Israelis were paying for their houses, were paying for their apartments, were giving them money. I mean, this has come out even on Fox News. So, but that goes further, than the Israelis just piggybacking on a Muslim operation. And all I want is the truth. How do you have these guys trained at U.S. bases?
Yeah, but I mean, one of the fascinating things about the whole unfolding drama is the film of what I call the Five Dancing Israelis. Of course, you're aware of that film.
Yes.
You pull out and you see one of the planes going into the building, and you see these five guys virtually dancing, all on mobile phones. Now, you know, and I'm sure most of your listeners know, that they were originally reported as being just foreigners, maybe presumed Muslims, and the FBI gave chase, didn't they? And they tried to avoid arrest, but they were eventually caught, and surprise, surprise, they all turned out to be Mossad agents. Now, I think it's not unreasonable to speculate that on their telephones, they may actually have been calling in the planes to the buildings. Yeah?
Calling them in. Well, if they were GPS, it would already be a pre-planned coordinate.
Well, that could be. But if they weren't, they may have had some kind of transponder in which they were calling them into the targets. But, I mean, the point is, the guys were there, and they knew in advance it was going to happen.
Well, I've talked to the sheriff because they ran to New Jersey, and I've talked to the sheriff on air who arrested him. I mean, it's not. I mean, that went on. My only issue is, look, it's like a five-headed hydra. And so I'm not saying one head of the hydra isn't guilty. I'm just pointing out, like you did with the USS Liberty, and I did that in one of my films, Terror Storm, because I interviewed the admirals who were involved and the judge advocate generals. I mean, I've interviewed them all. Most of them are dead now. Admiral Moore, you name it. I've interviewed Admiral Geist and other admirals who were on the phone when McNamara said, no, the president says you can't defend the ship. And then they say, we don't care. We're still going to defend the ship. And then the president comes on and says, I want that GD ship going to the bottom. And he had taken control of the ship under national security previously and parked it there. So my only issue is Israel was guilty of premeditatedly doing it, 100%. But this program is so big, the White House was coordinating the operation. So, I mean, this goes way back.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a whole chapter in my latest three-volume book, which is titled Zionism, the Real Enemy of the Jews. I've got a separate chapter on the whole Liberty Affair, and I bring it to an end by saying that what the Liberty Affair shows us is that there is nothing Zionism won't do to its friends as well as its enemies to get its own way.
Well, I mean, Israel admits that they bomb Jews out of Iraq and out of Spain.
Yeah.
In the 40s and 50s to make them go to Israel.
But Alex, can I just say why I think we both are passionate for the truth, but can I just explain very shortly why the truth has to be handled with care? Because if it's not, it could provoke anti-Semitism. Now, I deal with this by saying there is one key to understanding, and all of my Jewish friends who are anti-Zionists agree with me, there is one key to understanding, and it's the difference between Judaism and Zionism. Judaism is the religion of Jews, not the Jews, because not all Jews are religious. Like Islam, like Christianity, it has at its core a set of moral values and ethical principles. Zionism, as Jewish nationalism, is a colonial enterprise which founded a state for some Jews mainly by Zionist terrorism and ethnic cleansing. Now, the point is this. That means that Judaism and Zionism actually are two opposites. Zionism conflates them so that it can accuse people like you and me who are critical of Israel of being anti-Semitic. But I'm nearly finished on this explanation. When you know the difference between Judaism and Zionism, you can understand, A, why it is perfectly possible to be passionately anti-Zionist, meaning anti the colonial enterprise, without being in any way, shape or form anti-Semitic, anti-Jew. More importantly, you can understand why it's wrong to blame all Jews everywhere for the crimes of the few in Israel.
Sure, but I just want to be specific on this whole subject. To me, I don't even approach it from psychologically from an issue of Jews or Germans or Chinese. The Chinese government does horrible atrocities and takes political dissidents' organs. What does that have to do with Chinese people? Or there's an Italian mafia. What does that have to do with Italians? Or John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer, was a WASP or a white guy. I mean, what does that have to do with white people? I mean, every major government I've studied, the Russians have been caught countless times staging terror attacks. The czars did it. The communists did it. I mean, this is just, I believe, what the founding fathers did. Any big government tends towards corruption, like you said about the Arab states, highly corrupt. The Saudi Arabians are constantly doing just unspeakably bad things. And so, you know, to me, the media, like you said, wants to make it about anti-Semitism. And we've caught the feds running all these white supremacist groups to go out and be virulently anti-Semitic, to then poison the water from a real debate.
Alex, let me put it this way. I think the real division on Earth, the real division, is not actually between rich and poor. I think the real division is between governments and the vested interests which sort of run them, and the citizens of nations.
Yes. Absolutely.
That, to me, is the real division, and that's where the real struggle is. And the reason why truth is so important is because it's only by truth that the citizens of nations can be empowered to make their democracy work by calling their representatives and even their presidents and prime ministers to account, right?
Yes, sir. Alan Hart, in the time we've got with you, though, and I want to have you back up soon about your amazing research and all the incredibly famous people you've interviewed, because I love history and I want to get it from your perspective and also talk more about your 3-volume book that's out, the 3rd volume coming out soon. AlanHart.net, is that the best website to give out?
But there's also my American publisher, www.claritypress.com.
Claritypress.com, and we'll talk about the title of the book and more before you leave us, and I'm going to keep you a little bit in the next hour with Bob Chapman because this time is just exploding past us. But I want to digress now. Regardless of the players involved in 9/11, and we know U.S., British, and Israeli intelligence are all merged at the hip, so all three groups know what really happened. And there was a stand down of our air defense. Cheney was in control of it. There were Israeli spies all over the place. That's admitted. This stinks to high heaven. We know they blew the towers up. So let's go back to that, because I just want to have the national debate about, what is the true story of 9/11? Because none of us are safe if that doesn't come out. Now, and we know governments have been caught staging events in the past to get us into wars. So, and we know about Operation Northwoods. So let's go back to the thought processes. You're a big independent journalist, author, top BBC, and the previously 9/11 happens. What spurred you to talk to these colleagues, these top engineers? What was the process? What were the discussions like when they came to you? More details of this info, and then your self-censoring, because we know a lot of other people did that. Go ahead.
Well, I may tell you, when I first took the matter up with the my world-leading technical consultants, I must tell you that their very first response was to say to me, Alan, it's possible that the planes did bring down the building, because although the burning fuel was not enough of itself to create the heat to melt the steel, as the fire ravaged down and down and down through the buildings, consuming everything else, it may possibly have generated enough heat. So that was their starting position, Alex. But then when they got themselves, and I gave them all the film and other visual evidence of what had happened, it was after their full studying of that that these world-leading experts, who I know and I trust, said, Alan, no, our first thought was wrong. There is absolutely no question it was the towers were brought down by controlled explosions from within. So once that's established, and many of your own American experts have established that, there is just no getting away from it, Alex. It is a conspiracy.
Well, the bigger issue here is all these other engineers. You know, so you're there talking to them. You can see them being, you know, blown up, the concrete being turned to dust, the beams being ejected 600 feet. You know, it's clearly happening. Building 7, not hit by a plane, classical controlled demolition. Why are these engineers, and I guess thousands have gone public now, and architects and physicists, but why aren't more of them, you know, any engineer who really looks at this knows the truth. NIST has backed out of their last 6 reasons that Building 7 fell and the towers fell. They lied and said the building was hollow and all these other things. So, you know, why do people then just cowardly not come out and tell the truth?
Alex, it's very simple. Why, if you look at the mainstream media, and you and I think would agree that it totally suppresses the truth, not only about 9/11, not only about many things, it totally suppresses the truth about the making and sustaining of conflict in the Middle East. Now, why does it do this?
All right, stay there. We're going to come back and talk about that with our guest, Alan Hart. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Well, we know this. 9/11's an inside job, and they blew those buildings sky high. And all the major Western governments up to their eyeballs in knowledge of it. And people inside government, it has the dual effect where people that are in the know get even more scared and self-censor. And the general public buys into the lie, and then they're ready to believe the next lie about WMDs or whatever's going on. But when you have all of these, you know, these four or five big lobbies, when they line up on an issue and when it helps all of them, you better believe you're going to see a movement. And it's just horrible. But Alan Hart, you know, 2 points. Going back to these top engineers you're talking to, were they horrified after they saw the information, A? And then B, are you not seeing the massive awakening where people are just sick of self-censoring, and we are seeing everybody come out of the woodwork just telling the truth now? And I think the system is very afraid.
Well, Alex, I think something very important is happening. I mean, what I'm learning on this first of what I hope will be several trips to America is that most Americans, most English people, most Europeans, as citizens and voters, we have one thing in common. We now loathe all of our politicians. Isn't that what we have in common?
All the polls show it. For the first time in history, both parties are universally hated.
Well, the last time I saw a poll, I think Congress's rating was down to 21% and falling to 20%. Now, that is very serious. So maybe what we are witnessing is the beginning of a process in which people are beginning to wake up. But what they've got to do, Ray, is to make their feelings known and say, up with this, we are not putting. But let me speculate to a nightmare scenario. In Britain, we're heading for 3 million unemployed. Now, it's calculated that if we pass that, and we will, there'll be rioting on the streets. Look at America. If the economy continues to go bad, and in my view it will, your economic situation is going to go worse. Go into next year, the economic situation gets worse, you have a long hot summer, I believe you too will have rioting on the streets. The problem is, the system wants that. That gives the system the opportunity to bring in martial law and buy what passes for democracy. That's my fear.
Well, Alan, and we have the IMF World Bank documents that were leaked when Sikelitz, the Nobel Prize winner, left in 2002, the IMF calls it the IMF riot. You're absolutely right, and they're admittedly gearing up for it all over Europe, England, and the U.S. This has been a planned implosion, just like the Goldman Sachs documents show.
Yeah, I mean, I think the truth is that almost all of our politicians loathe democracy or what passes for democracy and simply like to shut it down.
Well, we've seen Obama's people, Bush, they're constantly saying what we saw, the famous director came out, Woody Allen, just last week and said it'd be great if Obama was a dictator. We should just lock up all the people that disagree with him. And they're serious.
But the name of the game, I think we're not disagreeing, Alex. The name of the game is informing people to give them the possibility, empowering them to make their democracy work before it's taken away from us.
And I agree, but to make it work, we've got to be hardcore like you are and just tell it like it is. You know, you go in and you got brain cancer and it's operable. You don't tell them they got a sprained ankle.
Right. Right. It comes down, Ray, to what one feels about the potential of Americans. And let me tell you this. I've said it publicly before. I have a love-hate relationship with America. On one level, I think most Americans, generally speaking, are the most misinformed, underinformed, gullible people on Earth. That's the bad news. The good news is that deep down, I think they are the most idealistic. And if they were properly informed and well led, I think they could not only turn their own country around, I think they could give the world the lead it needs. Am I being naive for thinking that?
No, you are spot on. That's why we're brainwashed. That's why we're dumbed down, is because they understand we've had the greatest liberty in history here, and it's a contagion to the elite. Back in 1 minute with our amazing guest.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's one of the most respected BBC reporters in Middle Eastern coverage history. And I'm going to get him back on the next month to talk about his friendship with the founder of Israel. And more. I mean, he really is a Middle Eastern journalistic icon for his coverage of that, very respected. And the fact that in the weeks after 9/11, he talked to top engineers. They did an internal study, just like Underwriting Laboratories did, and found out it was a controlled demolition. And then they fired their engineer who went public with it. Alan Hart has been on the show with us in the last hour, and we are going to have him back up. But we can't afford to let 9/11 become 45 years old like Kennedy. We can't allow another 9/11. And there's no doubt they've used it to set up this police state domestically to attack the world. This is the excuse for the authoritarian system. And if you look at the czars 100 years ago, they'd bomb a building, round up a few thousand dissidents. In closing, I think the 9/11 fraud has unraveled. The polls show that the system is angry that they can't use false flags anymore. It even came out in mainstream London Guardian last month that a U.S. CIA agent did run the Mumbai attacks. I mean, it came out in the Washington Post. The CIA is putting out fake bin Laden videos. It's now coming out that the CIA is growing the opium in Afghanistan. But I've seen a shift in their tactic, Mr. Hart, to now just kind of throwing it in our face, hoping we just become acclimated. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, well, one of the things that really makes me angry is that all of our leaders, they treat us with absolute contempt. They think that we're idiots. And they, you know, they just don't think we can add up the dots and see how the pieces fit. But there's an old mafia saying, Alex, that I like. Don't get angry, get even. I think that's a good message to the people of America and the people of Western Europe. For God's sake, become informed and start to participate in the political process to make your democracy work. Otherwise, we are all going to end up in Orwellian-type police states.
Well, that's right. I mean, they want us to know they're corrupt and bad and that there's no hope. But there is hope because now Zbigniew Brzezinski said last week, I don't know if you saw this, he said for the first time the entire world is awakening to our agenda for world government, and we're in trouble. And the CFR people did not look confident.
No, well, Brzezinski really did say that, did he?
Yeah, I mean, he said it in about a six-minute clip. But basically, yes, he said that.
Right. So, I think we've got a year or two as citizens of the Western world to become engaged or not, because I think we're running out of time before we have this complete systems takeover.
You know what, sir? Talk about your view, and I may even keep you a few minutes more. I know Bob Chapman won't mind. We've got to go to break, but I'll probably keep you 5 more minutes if you can. But start getting into how you... you talked about the former British Prime Minister telling you that he was concerned about a total police state.
Yeah. When we come back, yeah?
Absolutely, but we've got about a minute. Get started.
Okay. Well, no, let's remind your viewers, Ted Heath was a British Prime Minister. In other words, he knew exactly what was going on behind closed doors. And he feared, after he left office, that Britain would become the first police state. And I can see it in my country as well as your own. All the monitoring that's going on, all the cameras, all the tapping of telephones. I tell you, Alex, when I get up in the morning and the first time I make a telephone call, I normally say into the telephone, good morning, 5, good morning, 6, our two agencies, good morning, CIA, good morning, Mossad, and bugger the lot of you.
So do I. No, I do that.
Yeah. No, but... it's fundamentally, Alex, a question of human nature, you know, and this is the big test. Can we address that in the last couple of minutes after the break?
Yes, yes, we'll do that and then get Bob Chapman's take on a host of issues straight ahead. Our guest, we'll have a few more minutes left, and then Bob Chapman coming up, ladies and gentlemen. AlanHart.net is his website. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, finishing up with Alan Hart, dealing with 9/11 and who stood to gain, who was involved. We're finishing up our discussion with him, and then Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com is going to be joining us. You were talking about the former British Prime Minister who you were having dinner with many years ago, and this was back in the 70s then, because that's when he was Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And you know, he said, I'm afraid of a police state. And then we saw that modern police state grow in England, and now that exact system that's been beta tested there is going in worldwide. We learned Google is really an NSA front. They're spying on everything. They've got predictive programming systems that they call basically crystal balls, where they can basically predict the future of what masses of people are going to do. We have the elite playing God with a high-tech Orwellian panopticon. Your closing comments on that.
Alex, I think the single most important question, and it's very germane to everything we've been talking about, is what is the real quality of human nature? Now, we all know there are two views. The pessimistic view says we human individuals are on balance inherently, unchangeably short-sighted, selfish, and stupid. Now, that's the view of politicians because they need it to be that view. It's the view of the mainstream media. It's the view of corporates, bankers especially. But there is another view. The other view is that put into words by my favorite philosopher, who happens to be an American, John Dewey. Are you familiar with his work, Alex?
Sure. Tell folks his quote.
Well, John Dewey wrote sometime in the 1920s, 30s. Now, incidentally, I had this view myself before I knew it was his. He said, we must unlearn what we have been taught about the unchangeability of human nature. In other words, Alex, what he was saying is, we have been conditioned to be short-sighted, selfish, and stupid. It follows that we could be reconditioned by education to be something else. That's my point, and I believe that's the key to everything.
And we are educating and informing here today. Well, it's also, who do you build up as an idol? Inventors, trailblazers, scientists, people who make self-sacrifice, or movie stars, Lindsay Lohan, what's the new drug she's on? So they've taken the weaker elements of humanity and focused on it in a feedback loop by design in their own documents to debase society. The Romans, 2,000 years ago, were doing this. And as they got more decadent, the more games, the more bread and circus, the more dehumanization. So, I mean, you read Edward Bernays, you read Joseph Goebbels. This is stuff 50, 60, 70 years ago, and you can see it all in play today. But that development of where I'll be reading a British psychological war manual from the 60s, declassified in the 90s, and I would have already thought everything in there about human nature and how they manipulate us. I've already seen the programming, reverse engineered it, and then to read them laying out how they do it, and all the different layers of like an art form of different types of propaganda and brainwashing all integrated in together, it is devastating the average person who was never brought up to even be on the lookout for this. But the good news is, it was 5% that established our republic. It was less than 5% that got the Magna Carta in England. It's always been a highly motivated group of people that have great movements for good, and small groups that have great movements for bad. So we know that if we who are awake and informed and truly care do not stop and take action, history will be ours. Or we can turn it over to the control freaks who want to turn us into a bunch of mindless animals so we can be more easily managed. And to me, that is a great crime against humanity, because I'm a fan of man. I'm a fan of our society. I'm a fan of where we can go. I realize life is but a flash, but the species can go on forever. And I'm in love with humanity and the great beauty it creates. And so I hate the desecration of our species, the vandalism of humanity by the controlling oligarchy, and it is my sworn duty to resist them, and I really appreciate you joining us, Mr. Hart.
Alex, can I give you a one-sentence wrap-up?
Sure.
I think modern life is a dehumanizing process, and to echo what you've just said, I think the name of the game is that we have got to claim back our humanity.
Well, that's what Thomas Jefferson talked about. He was worried 230 years ago about people moving into the cities because he said they will lose touch with what it is to be a human. And again, we've now seen that. I see it with my own children. You know, I'm not teaching them how to repair things, how to fix things. I know less than my dad knew. He knows less than his father knew. And who was the philosopher that said, and then I want you to close commenting on this. I look forward to having you back on. We appreciate your time. That adversity, makes wonderful, powerful, dynamic people, and decadence, you know, lots of largesse and makes monsters. I mean, I butcher the quote, but adversity, makes men. Decadence makes monsters, but I think we're in this process, but it's the first time in history we have a scientific elite that other dictators and people have instinctively understood manipulation. These guys have grafted all out and compartmentalized it all, and they brag about it, and it's so cold blooded.
Well, I can tell you, Alex, in another sentence about adversity. 8 years ago, I had a stroke. It left me speechless and it paralyzed all my limbs. But I was told by my consultants to apply my mind and make my neurons in my brain form new connections. You can triumph. You can come out of adversity, even stronger.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for coming on today, and it's good to have you, as you said, being part of this growing society of truth. God bless you.
Look forward to doing some more, Alex. Take care.
Take care. Appreciate him spending time with us. Bob Chapman, again, I apologize for having you hold a few minutes, but I know you've told me you don't mind when we have a guest on like that. For those that want to read the article, it says, top construction firm WTC destroyed by controlled demolition. A top former BBC reporter saying day one, they knew it was an inside job. Bob Chapman, what do you make of that?
I hadn't heard that. Did it just come out?
Yeah, it just came out.
No, I don't have any comment because I haven't read into it at all.
What about the overall?
What I would like to say is that was a wonderful guest, and I hope you have him on again soon. He understands what it's all about.
I just found the Victor Hugo quote, a French philosopher, adversity makes men and prosperity makes monsters. And that's absolutely true. But also, there's another Victor Hugo quote I really love, and that is, there is no army that can stop an idea whose time has come. Bob Chapman.
And that's for sure. And that was right around the French Revolution, I'm sure. And when I lived in Geneva, when I was going to the Université de Genève, I lived in Jean-Jacques Rousseau's old house, we'll call it. And he was in the same time period. But, the verity of life is the same as it was long ago. Mankind hasn't changed that much. It's just the instruments which those who are in power and want to remain in power use against mankind to harness them to do the things that they want them to do.
You're absolutely right. There's so much going on, so much to talk about. But let's get into the economy first. I mean, Bob, every time you come on, I hate to say the same thing, but you were right about everything that's unfolded. The banks have used the global crisis they publicly created to get even more power and to take over other sectors of the economy. What do you think is going to happen with the euro now? What's going on with the dollar? Where do you see gold going?
Well, first of all, your reference to is the big new Brzezinski was correct, that it was at the Council on Foreign Relations meeting in Montreal about 2 weeks ago when he said what you had quoted him as saying, in essence. And we discussed this last week, I believe. And the bottom line is, we got them running. And they're not just concerned, they're terrified. And I think that's great. And we're getting a greater and greater reach all the time. You and I have both been on radio and television in Europe. And we keep on getting invited back because obviously there's a great interest there. And so that is also, I think, in part because we're outside the box, we tell the truth, and people are looking for that because they're not getting it from their leadership in Europe for the most part. And so I think that the people behind government, the big, the great powers, I think that they have decided that the euro and the European Union is not going to work or not going to fit for them. And I think they're going to do something else. And the first thing they're going to do is nationalize banking both in the United States as well as in Europe. And they'll probably do it country by country. How long will it take for the euro to go down? It's hard to say. If I had to guess, I'd probably say a year, year and a half, 2 years, maybe sooner. It all depends on how nasty things got. The Fed is now holding up the banks in Europe. They're all broke, just like the American banks. And they're clearing out their toxic waste, which is the collateralized debt obligations. They're buying the bonds that others are holding that were issued by Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and Italy will be next. In fact, Italy's rollover of debt this year and next year is preposterous. I saw the numbers this morning. They're double to three times what the other nations are.
All right, Bob, stay there. Let's come right back with that. Because I remember you 2 years ago with the bailout, you said by 2010, mid-2010, that's going to run out. Then we'll find out we're even in worse shape. And then in the next year after that, we'll find out we're in a full-bore depression. We'll see if you still agree with your previous forecast. It's all coming true. We'll be right back.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com are the key sites, ladies and gentlemen. You're also welcome to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and comment in the different articles and have debates and discussions. We have the PrisonPlanet.com forum as well. All right, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, you got cut off by the break there. But, I mean, I just go back to almost 2 years ago. You described the bailouts that were coming in the next few months. You said within a year and a half that will run out. They will lie and say the economy is getting better. By design, they're imploding it. Then you'll see other currencies go down. So continue from here, not just what's going to happen in Europe, but are they going to have one of these controlled implosions, one of these geldings, one of these shearings in Asia? And then what's the next round in the United States?
Well, I think the next round in the United States is before the election. I think the market will go down further. And I think that the gold and silver will go higher. And I think there's a possibility of warfare in the Middle East. I think there's a chance for other false flag operations. I think, but the most important thing that could happen, and probably will, is that there will be a flood of banks going under and banks being merged into other banks. And I think it'll pick up velocity in the coming year. And I know that it's the goal of the Federal Reserve, which is the tyrannical money monopoly that runs our country, to just have a handful of banks and nationalize them. And this is their goal. This is where they're headed for. And that's going to affect America. Europe is already under effect.
And that's the game plan. And with unfunded mandates, they bankrupt the states and the national governments. And then we all go into hock to the 4 or 5 global megabanks, which openly have announced a world government run by them.
Exactly. And that's what they're looking for. And, of course, the big no being, you know, very sharp, he envisions real trouble. And he wouldn't come out and say what he had. He doesn't throw statements around like Kissinger does. He's very, very incisively thoughtful. And they're scared to death. We are reaching the masses.
Well, you heard me then. Do you think do you think I paraphrased it? Because I was trying to paraphrase 6 minutes. What he basically said to the CFR, and I saw their faces, was for the first time in world history, everybody's awake to the real power structure. And our world government is in trouble because it's all fractured, because once people are aware of what we're doing, there's no way to hold it together, even with our nuclear weapons.
And that's why we got to keep on pounding them and pounding them and pounding them until we have them pounded into oblivion. And we want to do that through the system. We don't want to have to change things by violence. We don't want wars, although we'll probably get them whether we like them or not. It's a way to escape for these people, or at least they think so. One of the dreadful things that I encounter as a journalist is that there's so many people out there who write who don't understand the history of these people. They don't know the underlying problem. And they believe the government statistics. They believe the things that these people in power say. And you can't do that. You have to figure out where they're coming from and where they're going. And you have to back into everything all the time. But that's the way you're going to stop them. Because when you can tell people, look, this is what I think is going to happen by the end of the year. It happens, you get credibility, and then they start believing that there are people who cooperate together and have for centuries to control mankind. They got to start believing you. And this is a position that we're in, Alex. You and I and a handful of people, and we got to keep on banging away until we can't anymore.
Well, that's the issue, is that not only has everything we've talked about come true because we were reading the globalist own handbooks and reading foreign affairs, and I mean, they always thought that we weren't paying attention to them before, so they were communicating with each other because they had such disdain for us, really in plain view. But now, because we've revealed them, they're admitting world government, they're admitting they engineered everything, but they're coming out and saying, yeah, we grow the opium. Yeah, those Bin Laden videos were fake. In the Washington Post, on Fox. And I've studied their psychological warfare. I think they're trying to titrate the dose. For those that don't know, you know, how do you get immune to a cobra bite? They slowly give you more and more of it until you have an immunity to it or a tolerance. It's like whiskey. You know, the first time you drink whiskey, it burns the hell out of you and tastes horrible. But 5 years later, you can drink a whole bottle and enjoy it. And you've got a tolerance. So they're trying to build our tolerance up with, yeah, we killed the same Al-Qaeda leader 14 times and never retracted the last time. Yeah, we're bringing the drugs in. Yeah, we're putting out fake Al-Qaeda videos. Yeah, like Fox News. Yeah, they were talking about blowing up 7, but maybe maybe it's good we blew it up. Maybe we didn't. Maybe we did. What are you going to do about it, huh? Stay there, Bob. I want to get your take on that and the economy a lot more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it.
others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Bob Chapman here in a moment and blitz through some news with him, get his take on it, what's happening militarily, the police state, and a lot more. But before I go back to Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com, I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is a Cola Blue. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, a Cola Blue, the Cola Blue 28 and the brand new a Cola Blue 30, machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water once generated is passed through a 7, or in some units, 12-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filter techniques. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. The best drinking water out there from the air. ColaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And one other great sponsor, by the way, Made in America. There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. I guarantee you're going to love the way they fit. They sew a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset. Gusset's got it, others don't. I mean, it's made in America. Great blue jeans, a lot of other great products. Check it out. Gusset Clothing, G-U-S-S-E-T, clothing.com. Gusset Clothing or 888-8-GUSSET. That's 888-8-GUSSET. Made in America. And you got to love it, folks. Okay, Bob, you got cut off by the break there. You know, it's almost like being tied to railroad tracks. We know the banks engaged in it premeditatedly. Everything we talked about years ago was now mainstream news, but they don't get in trouble. I was talking about how they're just throwing everything in our face now. I mean, I'm even shocked by the spy reporter for the Washington Post, you know, coming out and saying, yeah, the government makes fake Al-Qaeda tapes. It's for your own good. And then they act like it's a joke and fun. Or, yeah, we're growing the opium. Why do you think they're doing this, Bob?
Well, I think because just what Mr. Hart said in the previous conversation, they arrogantly think we're stupid. They think we can't understand, nor can we do anything about what they're doing. And so the manifestation is that they continue to become more brazen in saying, we are your masters. And that's their attitude, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. They're full of power. But I think Mr. Brzezinski is trying to bring them back down to earth, so to speak, by telling them, look, we got a terrible problem out here. Everybody knows what we're doing. Maybe not everybody, but too many people.
Well, his quote was, for the first time in human history, all of the world is politically awake to our agenda. I mean, and that's a big deal. And I noticed the CFR people weren't doing their usual arrogant, you know, looks. They looked concerned. But let's hope that they don't listen to Brzezinski and continue the hubris, because an enemy that is aware that we're waking up is a lot more dangerous.
Absolutely. And if we don't tell them that we know what we're doing until the right time, if we don't tell them we know what you are doing until the right time, then they're wandering around in the wilderness because they still think that they can do anything that they want. Hence, yes, we're growing the poppies there in Afghanistan, and all the guys that call in on and email in on my programs with the military. Yeah, I was guarding the poppies last night, and there's hundreds of them. And so we know what's happening. So I guess they're saying, well, we may as well throw it in their face.
Oh, boy, I tell you, It's just, I mean, I guess if they stole $28 trillion and counting, if they're openly on the news talking about poisoning the water to sterilize us, which they're already doing, but now they're announcing it, I think it's more than just arrogance. I think they're psychologically just conditioning us to accept even bigger horrors in the future. Bob Chapman, what will the unfolding depression look like here? I guess when 80 million are on food stamps, not just 40 million, they'll tell us we have a 5% unemployment or something. I mean, how long do they think that'll hold? Because I don't think their police state is going to work, even with a dumbed down population. When they're taking everybody's houses and taking people's homes for $300 water bills and $1.50 toll road bills, I just don't think it's going to fly.
Well, you know, there's a lot of bubbas out there, and they're just sitting and waiting to see what they're going to do. And it isn't going to fly. It's just that it would be much nicer that in order to achieve what we want, in order to be able to do that through the system. And that's why next November is so important to kick them all out with minor exception. And we seem to be headed in that direction. I hope it continues vis-a-vis the primaries and what's happened.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You've got Rand Paul winning by 30-plus points and still 20 points ahead in all the major polls. Soros put out a fake poll saying he's about to lose, just in their own polling agency, completely fake. You've got the first Republican in 20 years elected in Hawaii to the House. You've got every incumbent, whether it's Utah or Colorado, both parties, Specter, they're all gone. And Ron Paul agreed 2 days ago on the show, this is not a realignment where it's one party or the other. This is a realignment against the entire power structure, and it's happening in Iceland, in Greece, in England, in Germany. But the elite doesn't care. They keep ramming forward. What's the race in the hole? So let's speak about the realignment, and then why do you think they're still so arrogant?
I don't think they have an ace in the hole. I think they're bluffing, and we're going to call their bluff. And all of those trillions of dollars that they're accumulating, we're going to remove them from them somewhere along the way. If they think they're going to keep them, they're crazy. They're not going to win. They don't have an ace in a hole. Sure, they're going to do the things that we expect them to do, which every, we'll call it rotten government, knows the control it have done for the last 2,000 years. This is nothing new. You brought up the fact earlier in the program of the Romans, the bread circuses and gladiators, and let's just keep them dumb and keep them happy, and we can continue in power. And so this is what they think they're going to get away with, but they're dealing with a different group of people throughout the world today who are not going to take it anymore. They know what's going on, enough of them, and a lot more will know before we get there. And so I think they've made a terrible mistake, and I think Zbigniew Brzezinski is realizing that, and most of them are not.
Well, that's the issue. I'm glad you keep bringing up Brzezinski, but we should probably play that again next hour for the folks that haven't heard it. At a CFR meeting, I mean, he's one of the top living globalists. Kissinger's kind of floating off. This is the main foreign advisor, geopolitical analyst for Obama. He's one of the most respected New World Order ringwraiths. And they are, really respect what he has to say. And here he is basically saying what we say every Friday, Bob, that this is the first time that the whole world has woken up to the fact that politicians are puppets. There's a banking elite. And that's basically what Ron Paul said 2 days ago here. So this is a big deal to have one of the top enemy generals admit we're blowing the hell out of them.
I've been waiting for this for 50 years. And I'm just unhappy that Gary Allen and Alan Stang and Eustace Mullins aren't around to see it. And there's still Edward Griffith and myself and Anthony Hilder. But we worked towards this for a long, long time, and it's coming to fruition, and it just shows if you believe in something, don't ever compromise and don't ever give up.
Yeah, that's why we had Miss Oklahoma on, who was ahead in all the all the previous rounds, but wouldn't be against states' rights in Arizona, so they took it away from her. And she feels good about not being Miss USA and all the millions of dollars that come with that in endorsements, because she told the truth. And you really have to honor that, there she was, and she said, she gave the unpolitically correct answer.
And that's wonderful, and that's what America's all about, and that's what humanity's all about. And, again, I refer to your previous guest, Mr. Hart. He had it all together. He understands. And he's trying to impart it to everybody, and I think that's wonderful.
Well, he also made the point about a love-hate relationship with Americans, and I have that as an American. I mean, I've studied a lot of other cultures, societies, been around the world, not as much as you, Bob, and the American people are the most dumbed-down, decadent, slob-like creatures on average. But we're also, if you can actually get them educated, some of the most, intelligent, hardworking, hard-charging, non-compromising, idealistic people. Well, that's why they put the fluoride in the water. That's why they started TV here. That's why we're under so much brainwashing, is because the system knows that. We're under the greatest assault.
Because we have the greatest potentiality. And Europe as well. And, years ago, I said, they're going to take Europe and the United States down. I wrote about this in 1967. I said, the only way they can implement world government is to bring us to our knees so we'll be forced to accept it. And I even, at that time, talked about what we call today free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. It was one of the ways that they could decimate American and European industry. And so they did it. Not because I said it, because I figured out what they were doing. But very few people did.
And now we know that's their Bible, and they admit it. And they also lied to the Third World and said, global government's going to be good. We're going to rob the West, who's been exploiting you, when it was the same globalists that have been exploiting them, not the West. They've just been using us as pirate bases. And, the Copenhagen Treaty, we're going to put big taxes on the rich people of the Europe and the U.S., England, Canada, Australia, and we're going to give the money to you. And then they got the treaty. It was right at double taxes on them in Latin America, Africa, and Asia, what it is on us. It was designed to really lower them even further and then lower us down further. It's not, the standard liberal, neo-colonial, neoliberal statement of, we're going to raise the poor and lower the West so it's fair. Uh-uh. It's everybody going down. Bob Chapman.
That's right. Destroy them all. Make them accept us as their masters, and then we can implement anything they want. Well, they get discovered in the process. And I think one of the reasons why is that they should have moved years ago. They had a much better opportunity in the late 60s and during the 70s, and they didn't use it. I thought perhaps they might, after the housing and stock market fall in the late 1980s, they had the perfect opportunity to go one way or the other, and they went the wrong way again.
Well, they didn't have enough traitors in government at that time.
That's probably true, and I can hark back to that. But I think it was their greed more than anything else. They wanted to have more chips than the next CFR member. And, among people who make lots of money, which I did at one time, it's not the money anymore. It doesn't mean anything. It's the game and who wins. And I think part of that enters into their psyche. A good example of that is Morris Greenberg, who was given AIG on a platter by the OSS, which he worked for during the Second World War. And it became a way station for the CIA, among other things. And there were other players involved I won't go into, like Nicholas Deak. But the point is that there are people who are in that group who play that game, and they can't help themselves.
And they have a complete disdain and disgust for anyone who's independent, because they're not just going to implode the states and the city economies and county economies to bring us under their control. This is all designed. The more things go bankrupt, the more unfunded mandates, the more government programs, the more environmental rules to shut down what jobs we've got, while China has zero and then only moves it there faster. It's not just that. They admit, and they always do this, they're going to use the giant hordes of dumbed down people who have no jobs and no future to go vote to take the little bit of money the middle class has got. When the elite doesn't spend money with the public, it's the middle class that is the real economy, and the middle class is almost gone, and they're going to slit the throat of that. And it's just, you know, Bob, you talk like we've won. I think we're in the fight. I mean, why are you so confident now? I mean, what, you've looked at the breaks, you've looked at the different angles, and you don't see them pulling this off? Because I agree, they don't have a sure ace in the hole. They don't have a royal flush up their sleeve, a royal flush, but they can start stage nuke attacks. They can start World War III with Iran. They can claim North Korea did something and start something. These people have got biological weapons they admit they have, where they fly over a city, spray you with a virus, and you're literally a retarded zombie the next day. I mean, and they're admitting they want to release it. Bill Gates does. And they're out in the open, just like, so, I mean, I'm not trying to scare folks. I just want them to realize that, these people aren't, there's a reason they're so arrogant. I just don't want to be overconfident. I'm not saying you're being overconfident. Give me your take on that.
I just believe we've got them by the tail. They just never expected this outcome that's really happened in the last 5 to 10 years. And I don't think they thought we could do it. I don't think that we have the dynamics to do it. And even with all those evil weapons and things that they can do, they can't really protect themselves. If somebody wants to do away with somebody, it's easy. It is. It's very easy. You may get caught. You may get killed. But the person that you're going to do away with is going to be done away with. And that is a big hole in a defensive mechanism.
Well, that's what Nick Rock...
If they've got people who are perhaps 30 to 50% unemployment... There's going to be a lot of people out there who have nothing to live for, and they're going to go after those people. And they know that, but they somehow think there's an immunity there, and it's not there.
Well, let me expand on that. I want to come back and discuss this more with you, Bob, because you have hit the nail on the proverbial head there. That's what Nick Rockefeller told Aaron Russo, and that's what I've read in their own writings. They want the tracker chip, face scan, biometric control system, so they can get away with robbing us. But that's not what history shows. The more they try to make it impossible to reach them, then people, almost at a spiritual level, will do whatever it takes to get to them. It's almost like by them trying to build this, they've shown their hand, and they're not invincible. You can kill anybody. So let's talk about that when we come back. I mean, you know, all this high-tech crap isn't going to protect them.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
I'm going to see if Bob Chapman will stay 15, 20 minutes with us into the next hour. Then I'm going to get into the eugenics operation. You know, where the globalists are going if they succeed, why they're so arrogant. Because Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have announced this new nanotech vaccine they just spray on you. Bill Gates, the public doesn't trust vaccines, so we're going to have it in the food and in the air. And these little mosquitoes here, he actually did this on TV, we've got them engineered to deliver the vaccine, and whether you like it or not, yeah, mixing with the DNA and RNA of the mosquito. That's a really wonderful idea with the other viruses that have RNA inside of it. So again, there's this throwing it in the face. Now, I guess they did air it, because Nightline's been here, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, HBO, I mean, so this is a promo, and it's coming out when? June 16th, but we've got the promo, the article's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Rise of the New Right, MSNBC documentary cites Alex Jones and Rand Paul as extremist, and just everywhere, we're the big enemies. What do you make of this desperate attack on Rand Paul and Rachel Maddow putting out a fake transcript where he says he's against the Civil Rights Act, which he never said?
I think it's part of trying to fight back. They did that with Glenn Beck and Fox, and it didn't work. In fact, somebody said to me this week that Mr. Beck's ratings had fallen 50%. I don't know whether that was on radio or television. It was probably on radio. And I don't know why. But people are discovering that he isn't what he seems to be. And it's the same kind of thing, using this false propaganda. And they shouldn't do it. I shouldn't give them any advice because I don't want to help them. But they shouldn't do it because they're going to get caught. Communications are too good today. I mean, things happen, and 15 minutes later, they're all over the world, and everybody knows about it. And because of the Internet and because of talk radio, they know the truth. And so that's why the insiders are doing what they're doing. They're desperate. I mean, just stop and think for a minute. What a dumb thing to do with Rand Paul. I mean, he's got all the time in the world between now and November to reverse what they had to say about him and expose the lie. Well, it didn't take very long to do that, but it's dumb that they did it in the first place. And so when people do dumb things, they're being forced into it.
Well, that's in my stack. I haven't gotten to that yet, but we'll cover it next hour. Rasmussen, which is one of the most respected, and other scientific polls show Rand has even gotten a bigger than 20-point lead all of a sudden. He's gained a few extra points with the demonization because the media has been caught lying about him in the last week. But then George Soros has his own polling group through Daily Kos come out and put out basically a fake poll saying he's lost 17 points of support in the last 5 days. Just a complete hoax.
Well, you can expect that from George Soros, who, for your listeners who don't know, that he appealed and was still convicted of stock fraud and market manipulation in France. And he paid an outrageous fine. They should have put him in jail. Had he not been a top member of the Illuminati, he would have ended up in jail.
All right, Bob, stay there. Can you do a few more segments with us?
Of course.
All right, we're going to open the phones up for Bob Chapman, 1-800-259-9231. Bunch of other news coming up straight ahead. Final hour, only 70 seconds away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we'll take a segment or two of calls for you coming up the next segment with Bob Chapman, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, and when we enter the next break, I'm going to play a promo for the Chris Matthews documentary. They air these things sometimes 20, 30 times, usually more than 15, they told me. He only makes a couple documentaries a year, so this is going to be hyped and aired over and over and over again, sometimes aired multiple times daily. And in just a 30-second promo, who do they go after? Myself and Rand Paul. They are not going to stop. And, of course, the Nightline has been down here to interview us. And Bob Chapman, Nightline has gotten so asinine that they ran a piece. Well, ABC Nightly News did. The same guy who was here for Nightline, the anchor of ABC Nightly News, was here. And this individual, Dan Harris, is so delusional that even when I'd show him clips of world leaders calling for a global government, he would say, well, that's not the global government you're talking about. And he also ran a piece on the Nightly News the last weekend where they imply that if you believe man-made global warming isn't real, you're a Nazi. So they really are overusing this race thing, which I think is great because it doesn't work anymore, Bob.
No, it doesn't. Not in America, that's for sure. I mean, there's racism all over the world. People in one section of France don't like the people in another section of France, and they all happen to be the same religion and the same color. But it just doesn't work. People have got savvy to it. And I think a good part of that is because of the successes of the civil rights movements since the late 1950s. And so you're right. They're playing the wrong cards.
But, I mean, just, you come out and you say, I don't want government-run health care. And then they call you a racist. I mean, it just, Rand Paul's poll numbers have gone up in the week of demonization in all the major polls except for the fake George Soros one. And with the fake poll, I noticed it got picked up by The Hill and other newspapers to create the illusion. Oh, see, he's a loser, trying to use that groupthink of others to go, well, I better not vote for him. He's a loser now. That's a mind game. And I think people are growing up past that.
Well, I think they are as well. And I think that when they interview you, and they don't interview me because they can't find me, when they do interview you, just tell them, it's terrific. I mean, do what you want to do because all you're doing is killing yourself. But I'm happy. Do it. Because we want you to. Because we want you to be unsuccessful. You're not going to stop us, no matter what you think. There's too many of us.
Well, I mean, the public's been lied to millions of times. We've caught the politicians lying. And I'm noticing all of these iconic individuals we interview, whether it's Ron Paul or Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or anybody, they're all a lot more hardcore now. I mean, Roberts comes right out with everything. It's on purpose. The whole government's criminal. It's world government. Yes, it's all true. 2 years ago, he wasn't going half that far. You take Ron Paul. He now gives speeches and says we've had a CIA coup. They're bringing the drugs in, you know, when he gets up and gives a speech. So, I mean, you know, people are just saying, you know what? I'm done playing games. You criminal government, you criminal corporations that have been built up around it. We're not going along with you anymore. It's over. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. You want to come kill me? Come try. Well, you know what? I mean, it's I go back to junior high when bullies were beating me up a lot. It was even before junior high. It was like when I was like 11, 12 years old. And just suddenly I just learned it was better just to go absolutely ape and fight back, even if the kid was 3-4 years older. And you know, that you don't care anymore. Somebody starts a fight and you're like, great, let's go. You know, I don't care how big you are. I'm going to stomp your guts in. And I think it's that fighting spirit we're getting back, Bob.
I think you're right. It's that that burning candle, that light in the darkness, that's illuminating everything.
We'll be back with Bob Chapman. One more segment, your phone calls, and I'm getting into a bunch of other news and the globalist eugenics operation. We'll come out of this break with a clip from the new MSNBC propaganda brainwashing piece. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item.
This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
I have a message from the Tea Party. We've come to take our government back.
There's a rising tide on the right.
I think the government's too big.
Voiced not just by extremists, but by recruits from the neighborhood.
Our president is a liar.
The Tea Party is determined to take power. What does that mean for America?
We are in deep tyranny. Deep, deep.
I'm Chris Matthews with a hard look at the rise of the new right.
Premieres June 16th at 7 on MSNBC.
Now, they shot interviews with me about 3 months ago. They said it was coming up in April. That's when I believe they were going to launch their demonization campaign to the Patriot Movement. You've seen it start. And they're now launching their nationwide movement against Rand Paul because they know that he's in position to easily win the presidency in 2012 if he wins the Senate. Rand Paul is, or his father, as Salon and others have pointed out. And so they know they can't beat him in Kentucky if people donate and support the campaign. They're afraid of a Tea Party type candidate nationwide. And you hear Matthews, what does it mean? They want to take power. Like they're revolutionaries and it cuts to guys with guns. Well, in America, the people do take power in the political process. We are the people. We are the government. But they're trying to act like it's just incredibly horrifying and, oh, so dangerous. And there's all these specials on HBO and PBS and MSNBC and CNN coming out with yours truly, as you saw me in the promo. I mean, how dare I say we're going into deep tyranny? How dare we say Obama's a liar? I've got a bunch of mainstream, even liberal articles today where they admit, okay, there are death panels. Okay, they are going to ration care. Well, they said they were. I mean, you know, the stinking insurance companies wrote the bill. Bob Chapman.
Boy, that really capsulizes it. Plus, is it 14 or 19, one or the other, increases in taxes. And I can assure you, they are going to use euthanasia. First, you'll be offered the option. And then, if you don't accept it, care will be withheld. And that's a big thing because in the last year and a half of life, about 80% of a whole lifetime of medical bills comes due because you're ill. And they want to do away with that, so they do away with the subject. And that's a very, very important part of what I call a euthanasia bill.
And we know Northern European countries already do this. We know Tom Daschle, who wrote the bill, wrote a book admitting it. We've got the White House Chief of Staff's brother who's on the board saying you don't deserve health care.
That's right. There's a usefulness to people that ranges from perhaps 22 to 62. And after that, you're useless unless you keep on working. And people seem to think that it's a great idea being retired at 50 or 55 or 65. I can't think of anything more deplorable, but that's not the point. I mean, right now in Greece and in Spain, they're fighting over, I don't want to have to retire at 62 or 65. I like the old rules when I can get out at 50. I mean, what can they be thinking of? The idleness of the body and the brain, because they don't have enough funds to be able to live the way they want to. unless I want to get another job.
Well, that also plays into the banker's plan to get the countries deep in debt when you've got all these people wanting to retire at 50. It's just incredible. Let's go to some phone calls. Don in Hawaii, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Bob. I got a two-part question about gold and inflation.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm wondering that just I'd just like to have somebody explain. That doesn't to me. It seems like gold might be overvalued or not, or at least fairly valued when you consider that it's gone up 30 times since 1971 when it was about $40, and it's gone up about 4 to 4.5, 5 times in the last 10 years since 2000, but prices of goods and services, and I can't think of any prices of anything that's gone up even nearly that much on either one of those, you know, since 1971 or since the last 10 years.
Well, I'd like to comment on this. Hold on, Don. We're going to hold you if we need to, but I want to get his take. But look, we're talking about versus the currency. Since 1913, the dollar, according to most economists, has lost 97 cents. Others are now saying more like 98 cents of its value. We had no inflation up until about 1900 in 150 something years of this country. And then since then, we've had 97 or more percent reduction in the dollar. So versus the currency, gold should be 2500. That's what all the mainline economists say. And so, yeah, you've seen gold run up quite a bit. And they've tried to keep a few staples down, but if you don't see automobiles, fuel, a cup of coffee when I was a kid was a nickel. Now it's $1.50. I think you're looking at cooked inflation numbers and they cooked those. Bob, give them your take.
Well, the figures you've given are correct. And it is around 2,400. And that's the inflation rate officially since 1980. Now, what is the unofficial rate, the real rate? Because in 1980 and then onward, they Mickey Mouse dollar figures. They keep on changing them. The levels of comparison change. You have things in there like the birth-death ratio, which I'm sure the gentleman probably doesn't know what it is. And all of these things that distort things. And so the real rate of inflation since 1980 should put gold somewhere between $7,100 and $7,500 an ounce. And I'm not the only one who's saying that.
Well, let's expand on that, though. They say we've got 9.8 unemployment, and every private firm out there says it's 22 to 23%. So, again, Don, qualify your question or flesh it out. I mean, what exactly are you asking here?
Well, okay, like you said, that's against the dollar, the currency. Well, you know, prices of goods and services are priced in the currency. And I'm saying, you know, don't even look at any inflation figures or anything. That doesn't even matter. I'm just saying that in those two time periods, the last 10 years, gold up 4 times. Since 1971, gold up 30 times. Prices of things priced in the currency aren't up that much. I mean, a car, a cup of coffee, a haircut doesn't cost 4 times what it cost 10 years ago. So I don't understand. I mean,
that's because they artificially held gold down more earlier, so it's made most of its gains to get closer to where it should be in recent history. Bob,
That's true. And but the alternative is, why are people paying $1,200 an ounce for gold? You know, it was only a few years ago that people would say to me internationally that the Indians from India, who own about one-third of the gold on the face of the earth, they would never pay over $600 an ounce. I just got figures today. I got them right in front of me. The Indians and the Chinese, their consumption of gold is just gone crazy. They're buying at $1,200 an ounce and loving it. What do they know that we don't know? Well,
they know it's a real valued commodity that's had 6,000 years of value. And we're not saying it's our Lord and Savior. We're just saying compared to a bunch of fiat currencies, gold is going to go up. And I've been saying that for 12 years on air, and I've been, you know, proven right. I mean, I've been promoting gold for 12, 13 years of my 15 years on air. Because quite frankly, the first 3 years, I didn't know much about gold. And I mean, has it been borne out? Absolutely. You know, could they do some kind of new Mickey Mouse thing and drive it down? Maybe for a time. But all the rules of history and fiat currency show it's going one place in the overall time frame. And that's straight up, like Mount Everest is straight up. But, I mean, Don, if you disagree, tell us why.
No, I don't disagree. I just can never get an answer to that question. I mean, how come prices haven't at least kept pace with gold? I mean, that'd be like they've been artificially kept down, inflation kept the price down, not of gold, but of cars and haircuts and.
Well, Bob, I don't know. You know, I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but. I've seen the numbers in the past. I mean, aren't most of the inflation numbers completely cooked? I mean, everybody knows that.
Right now, inflation's 8%. And they're not going to tell you that. In fact, they were showing a minus figure, if you can believe that, the other day in the CPI. I mean, what do they think? We're stupid? I mean, that's why we have an outside figure other than the official figure since 1980, because we compile those numbers. But I think the bottom line here is for 7 years now with the dollar and for about 5 years with all other currencies, every single one of them have fallen against the value of gold because they're all fiat currencies with the exception of the euro, which is in serious trouble.
And they're all being debased.
They have about 7% backing. What was that?
They're all being debased.
They're all being debased. Why? Because people don't have any faith in them. Because the debt that has been incurred by governments, individuals, corporations is staggering, to say the least.
All right, let me bring
None
this
of it
up.
Can be paid off.
Let me bring this up, Bob. I want to hold you for one more segment to talk to Steve, Ralph, Eddie, Truth Patriot, and a few others. But this Telegraph article, U.S. money supply plunges at 1930s pace as Obama eyes fresh stimulus. So they've pumped trillions and trillions in. But then they're telling us they're reducing the money supply. So what, are they hoarding it all for the banking institutions to consolidate power and then really not pumping any of it into the economy?
That's right. And the Federal Reserve will not tell you, in like in their new swap agreement, how much money they're going to use. The last swap agreement, which ended in February, was about 15 months. They used $583 billion. They never told us whether they ever get the money back or not. We can't believe what's on their books because we can't audit them. Oh, sure, they put out one statement, but that's not good enough.
Bob, do one more segment with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. Infowars.com, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. ProfoundGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Don in Hawaii. I mean, it's an interesting question. I just don't think he was getting what we were saying. The currency has been massively debased. Some products are still cheaper than they should be, even though the currency's been debased by 97% plus, because the world still takes dollars as the world reserve currency, and so energy is denominated in it, and so is widgets from China and India and Mexico, and so that does create a financial illusion over some of the currency destruction. Correct, Bob Chapman?
It does, and that's why the price of gold in all currencies has been appreciating for the last 5 years, and particularly for 7 years in the U.S. dollar. And, you know, the slight deflation versus inflation has been going on for 7 years. We've had inflation because the Federal Reserve has created more money in credit than was necessary because they didn't know exactly how much to create in order to subdue the underlying deflation, which was caused mainly by the fallout in the real estate industry, not only in America, but in other countries.
That's right.
Some
of it is masked because Main Street is dying even while you have a debasement of the currency, which should generate inflation.
I got a phone call the other day. I called somebody on their cell phone in Las Vegas. They were going in to get a cup of coffee, and the man said to me, you know, the coffee shop is the only place left open. There's 15 other establishments that are closed.
Yeah, I was in Vegas. Joe Rogan had me out there to watch a fight last year, and it was already business was down by 50%, the taxi drivers told me, going to the hotel. And I talked to everybody else, you know, because I don't gamble, so I'd be over there eating an omelet at the restaurant, looking at the casino, and I just talked to everybody, and they just said it's dead, and now the word is Las Vegas is imploding.
I think it's going to become a semi-ghost town, and I think the people, when they had the largesse, the credit card, whatever, to go out and spend more than they should, they didn't mind being cheated. And that's exactly what Vegas is. The odds are in their favor. And when you try to level the odds, they throw you out. I know. I've been there. I get thrown out. As I was a professional card counter. And so why would anybody want to go there anymore and do that? And that's what's happening. And it's not only Las Vegas. It's all the gambling emporiums in the world.
Yeah, it's totally rigged. You know, for like a couple of, I think it was like half a year in college or something. I forget the whole story. My wife was in college in Florida, and she worked at a bar that was for like old people, and they had, you know, prizes for blackjack. It wasn't actual gambling, but, you know, in between serving drinks, you know, she'd deal blackjack. So the few times I've been around her where there is a blackjack table, she always starts winning, and then guys in suits come over and start looking and start getting mad just because she's dealt blackjack and knows how to win. I mean, these places are completely rigged.
That's right. And that's wrong. And in the early 1960s, Professor Thorpe, I wrote a book on the subject, which I read, and I was a fast study, and I didn't live far from Las Vegas, so I went out over and used it very successfully. He now manages and has managed money for some years, but you can see the synergy between the two. Gambling's gambling.
That's amazing. Let's jam in one call, and I'll come back with more calls after Bob leaves us. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air.
Yes. I'm referencing now two articles, one from Der Stern and the other one from Der Spiegel, Tagesspiegel. And they talk about the disagreement of Geithner. Geithner is in Berlin or was in Berlin in the last 24 hours, and he's trying to foist a plan of more borrowing on Deutschland, and Wolfgang Schäuble is resisting this. Now, Geithner does not like the German propositions of prohibiting, what do they call that when you sell, you predict a loss?
Derivatives. Shorting.
Shorting.
Yeah, we're almost out of time. Let me get a comment from Bob Chapman. Yeah, Germany, at least on the surface, I saw an article he wrote about this, has put some rules in to stop the wolves coming in and trying to destroy their country. Comment on that in the last 30 seconds.
Naked shorting. When you short, you have to have a collateralized piece of paper or thing to offset the shorting process. It's part of the rules. And they're naked shorting. They, the professionals, speculators, are doing it without collateralization. The bottom line is it's illegal. It's wrong. Derivatives are not collateralized. They should be done away with. But the bankers don't want to do that because if you do, the whole system will implode at the wrong time. They want to implode it at the right time. And I hope the Germans don't bend on this. I hope they stick to their guns.
Folks, can get a free copy of the International Forecaster at internationalforecaster.com. We'll talk to you soon, Bob. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you all.
I'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Okay, I want to continue with some of your phone calls and then get more into eugenics and some other little notes I've written here that I want to discuss. Maybe I should just wait till Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We will be live, even though the holiday's coming up, with the abbreviated Sunday broadcast I've been doing now for 3 years. Been in this time slot for 13 years, but on the air for 15. It's just amazing. I also want to encourage listeners out there who've just tuned in to go to Infowars.com or the online video bookstore and to get films like Don't Tread on Me, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the three newest films we're offering, two of which I produced, one of which I directed, because you may know all about the New World Order. You know, you've got a master's degree in it, a lot of you that have been listening to this show and other shows and doing your own shows or blogs for many years. You know, some of you have more knowledge than I have in some areas. I've got more knowledge than some of you in other areas. We're all learning together. But the lady down the street, your boss, your neighbor, your employees, they don't know. They don't know. They may know about states' rights and the Second Amendment, and that's good. They may know about big offshore corporations. They may know politicians are lying to them. But they can't even begin to know that it's on paper that a world government's been set up and that they want to basically carry out world population reduction. And how the banking cartels control the planet. It is so important to educate people now. And the power of you, the people, getting the Obama deception or Invisible Empire or Fall the Republic and making copies of them and giving them to your state house members and giving it to local doctors and your rabbi or your pastor or your imam or your I don't know what the animus worship to your rock. You could bring, if you're an animist, you could bring the DVD to the rock. I'm sorry, I'm being sarcastic. The point is, we need to reach out to influential people with the truth of what's going on. I mean, I've proven there's FEMA camps. I've proven they're training to confiscate our guns 100% in The Rise of FEMA, the new film. We prove there's a world government being set up and then it's authoritarian and undemocratic in Invisible Empire. It's all available at Infowars.com. And yes, your purchase funds the news websites, the radio show, the future films, the TV program I'm setting up and developing. It, I mean, we built our own studio. I've got to do a tour of that in the next week, shoot some video, show you what we've built. You know, the building's done from an empty warehouse. Now I've got to fund putting all the equipment in. So your purchases of the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the materials also funds our operation. So Infowars.com or 888-253-3139 to call and ask about the free film deals and discounts and combo deals we have as well when you call. Okay, let me run through a few headlines, then I'm going to go to Eddie, Dan, Truth Patriot, Dean, and Eric, at least those calls. Rise of the New Right, MSNBC documentary cites Alex Jones, Rand Paul as extremist. It's a Steve Watson article. It's up at GCNlive.com, and it's got the trailer for the TV show coming out where they demonize the American people and imply that wanting to take your country back is somehow terrorist. But what do you expect from Chris Matthews? He says you're a racist if you're against the government running your health care. Do whatever they say or they'll call you a racist. Just hand those guns in. Things will be much better. They want to take care of you. They're really loving liberals. They're not even liberals, folks. These are control freak psyop individuals trying to make you feel guilty to give up your freedoms. Important article also up on GCNlive.com. Ron Paul defends Rand against concerted corporate media attack. He says, it sure didn't take long for the entire establishment to attack my son Rand in the days after he won the Kentucky Senate primary. And he goes on to say, as I left Kentucky last week, I was both happy for Rand and anxious for what I knew would be coming at him soon. But it came sooner than even I feared. It's like when he was trying to get back in Congress in 96, they got on air and said, Ron Paul wants to give cocaine to children. I remember the TV ads. And I had him on in 96, and he explained that that wasn't the case. He was for drug decriminalization. And he explained how under alcohol prohibition, alcohol use tripled, poisoning increased, the police became corrupted. Just like China finally had to legalize opium to kick the British out, because the British were coming in with it illegal and making all the money and overthrowing their country. And he talks about the mainstream media has gone into all-out warfare against Rand, beginning with 24 hours of repeating outright lies about him. And again, they're trying to demonize the entire Liberty Constitution Tea Party movement with Rand. And it's not going to work if we stand up and tell the truth. So you can read the rest of that article. He says now he is under all-out attack. And he goes on to say they are scared and they should be scared. We are taking this country back. So you can read all of that up there at GCNlive.com. And you know what? Again, I meant to get to this, and so I will in the last 5 minutes of the show. But I can't do justice in just 5 minutes, so I'll cover it. But I promise I'm going to spend at least 1 hour on super vaccines that literally reprogram your brain. I know that sounds science fiction. It's 2010, folks. On the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll cover other news as well. But here's another one on Rand Paul. Daily Kos releases dubious poll to undermine support for Rand Paul. And then it just goes over the fact that other polls show him with a 25-point lead. It was only 20% a week and a half ago when he won the primary for the Senate in Kentucky. But Rasmussen, which is probably the one of the best, if not the best outfit, and our article goes over the fact that independent groups, you know, have shown that Rasmussen has, quote, the least house effect, meaning, whatever political party funds them, that's the response they give you. And that the worst house effect out there is this group that Daily Kos commissioned. And they put out a bunch of other ridiculous polls that have turned out to be completely upside down. And so they're saying, oh, he's going to lose. He had a 20-point lead. It's only 3-point lead now. Meanwhile, Rasmussen shows he went from 20 to 25. He's gaining. Here's an example of it. We have Infowars.com polls a couple times a week, and you might get 10,000 people, you know, that chime in. And it's normally a patriot response. I can always look at the poll, and it doesn't show you the results till you vote. You can only vote once. And when you vote, I mean, we had a poll 2 weeks ago, will Rand Paul win? And 90%+ said yes, because they could see the polls. But let's say you have a Second Amendment poll. asking you a question. You know, do you think Illinois should be banning, all the firearms and saying you're going to go to prison if you own any, as this new legislation proposes? You'll get 99% in a vote, of say 7,000 voters. You'll have 6,000, 90 plus. And I'm just throwing out dead reckonings from things I've seen in the past on my website, where 99% of the people or more are pro-Second Amendment. Well, that's a house effect. Obviously, when you put a poll on Infowars.com, you're going to get a sampling, a view of what people visiting the site think. And most of them are like-minded people. Well, it's the same thing. You go to some socialist big government polling agency, and you go get a poll, I'm surprised it doesn't say that Rand Paul's losing by 1,000 points. There isn't 1,000 points in the spread, it's 100, but let's just say he's losing by 1,000,000 points. How about 1,000,000,000,000? And that's designed to do one thing. That is designed to get weak-minded people to read that poll that's getting national attention right now and think, oh boy, he's losing, that's it, he lost his momentum, it's over, I better not vote for him, I'm weak-minded, I'll go with who I think the winner is, I'll go out to the coffee shop and talk trash about Rand Paul now, I was his supporter. That's how they always do it. I told you, Obama is the heir apparent. He will win. No one can stop him. And his polls go up. Not that McCain would have saved you either. They had it fixed at multi-levels. But it created that presumption that, you can't win. But see, people are now in tune with this type of brainwashing. So that's why I've been belaboring and babbling about that point. Let's talk to Eddie in Tennessee. Eddie, thanks for holding her on the air.
Well, I'm really excited there. I've never been able to get through before. Matter of fact, I started not to even call. I was going outside to feed my dog, and I thought, well, what the hell? I'll go ahead and try, even though.
Well, you're on, Eddie, and we love to hear from you in Tennessee.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have a tremendous following here in Memphis. I'm with the Oath Keepers and Campaign for Liberty, and I'm old enough to be your pappy, so I've been in this old battle a long time, and I really look up to you, and we get a lot of our information from you that we spread out as the gospel.
Well, let me ask you a question, and I appreciate that, Eddie. What station are you listening to us on in Memphis?
WLRM AM 1380.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, we have a little program ourselves here, and I co-host every now and then,
Good.
I'm the oldest guy here, but I'm the wildest, and they kind of reel me in. They're always worried about that I'm going to say something and get.
Well, the Revolutionary War, we had 85-year-olds out slaughtering redcoats. The older, the better.
You better know it, fella. As long as my trigger finger worked, I'm in good shape. But I think I'm going to change my name from the Bombardier to Bullhorn Miller. I've been wanting to get me a bullhorn. I know you have a lot of people listening to you right now. We go into your site, Infowars.com. We get a lot of our information on there. I use your stuff all the time. But I guess I've cut to the chase. We hear about these Bilderbergers and all these folks that run the world, like old Bill Gates. I've always preached this, and I get in trouble for it, even with our own political radio station. I say we go for the head of the snake. Why should we fight the body of a 28-foot snake? Well, we know who the head is. We know it's the Rockefellers, the Bill Gates, the Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, this corrupt English bureaucracy. I think we should make their life a living hell where they can't. And we've done this here in Memphis. We have a couple of corrupt United States senators, Bob Corker, Lamar Alexander, Marsha Blackburn, his United States congressman, they're as corrupt. They make the mock.
Well, let me say this. You just look, as long as it's legal and lawful, that's good. The issue is it's like shark teeth. You've got these kingpins, but the system is so big, you've got to dismantle the big government, because let's say we sent all these guys to prison. That would send a message, and it was done legally and lawfully, to scare off the other crooks. But if we didn't dismantle the system as well as sending them to prison, other criminals would step into their shoes and control the levers of power. Also, people who call for violence, which I know you're not doing, once the violence starts, then those of us that are opposing them can have violence used against us. And that's why they've always in war had the rule of don't go after women and children. It's not because people were wimps 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago. They said, keep the kids and the women out of this, because men aren't worried about dying as much as, they are about their kids getting killed. So I'm never for messing with the elite's families, never for messing with their kids, because I don't want mine messed with. And we're trying to fix things peacefully. They actually know we're waking everybody up, so they've been trying to create a violent uprising so they can nip us in the bud, but I don't see that happening. But yeah, go to their public events, go to everywhere they are, speak out, get in their face. And I mean, what are some of the other things you're doing?
Now, unfortunately, I wasn't at the event, but I know some of my people that, in Campaign for Liberty, back there around the Christmas season, when the, you know, when the carolers are going around, we had some people, I won't name who, but I know them real well. They went to Lamar Alexander's house, if I'm not mistaken, and stood outside his house, handing out leaflets, telling people what kind of a slime ball he was. You know, Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker, the United States Senators in Tennessee, have done everything they can to...
No, I agree with you, and that's what the Sons of Liberty and the Committees of Correspondence for really 15 years or more... They did things even more, you know, than that to people. And, I think that's the way to go. I mean, I think that, it's good to hand out leaflets. It's good to bullhorn them. It's good to get really aggressive because they're the ones that have put hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt per American citizen. Like I saw on the news the other day, every American owes $109,000 to the national debt. Just a few years ago, it was like $20,000. So it's exponential ramping up. Well, I mean, that's violent to put that debt on us so these bankers can have billion-dollar bonuses apiece. That's criminal. That's robbing us. And so you better believe we need to get in their face and tell them to stop. But that $109,000 that I saw on the AP, I think it was just yesterday, or it was $107,000, I forget the exact number. In fact, pull up, Google the national, the amount owed by each U.S. citizen on national debt. I saw it yesterday, but didn't get to it, guys. Try to pull that before the show ends. Thanks. Because I want to be exact. It was $107,000 or $109,000. Or maybe it was 119. I can't remember now. But the point is that that was only what's currently owed, not all of the added debts. But I appreciate your call, Eddie. Very interesting points. Yeah, it's time to get aggressive. It is time to get aggressive with these people. They get aggressive with us. They want to intimidate us. They want us to think they've got all the power and we're puny and pathetic. No, it's time to get in their face. You see some globalist eating dinner? Go over and, you know, tell them what you think of them. You see some New World Order servant doing something, let them know. You see police in your town that you think have been out of control, march up there with a video camera when they're sitting around in a coffee shop and go in and say, officers, I don't appreciate what you've been doing. But good officers, find out who they are. Like I see a cop changing somebody's tire, some woman or some man, which you used to see a lot. You don't see it much. I'll thank them. I'll write down their car number and call their supervisor and tell them that they did a good job. They're probably going to get fired for it, though, actually. They're like, you're out there to write tickets on this scum slave. You're not there to change their tires. But let's go ahead and talk to Dan in California. I'm ranting now. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good, buddy.
I wanted to thank you and Bob for being such truth tellers for so many years. Your hard work is just inspirational. I'm a member of We Are Change out here in California and Freedom Force International. I had a quick question for you about a man. You guys earlier talked about other truth tellers like Anthony Yelder and Eustace Mullins. Do you know much about John Coleman?
Yes, I've interviewed Coleman three or four times many years ago out of England. And he's written stories about the Club of Rome and Trilateral Commission, and he's a good analysis. And I think the last time I heard to interview him, like, is he still alive?
I think he is. He has his Coleman300.com is his website, and he has a World in Review magazine. It's bimonthly. He still has his website up.
Well, let's get him on. I think. You know, I don't want to mix this in with other guests because it's been so many years, but I think I tried to get him on like 5-6 years ago and he said I'm ill or something, but maybe that was somebody else named Coleman. But yeah, I know he's the guy that writes about the Committee of 300 and Club of Rome and all that. That's a good idea. Let's get John Coleman back on. Anything else, Dan?
Yeah, well, a personal request for you. I live in California and I'm a major supporter of Shailene Nightingale. You may not have heard of her, but, would just consider maybe having her on your show like you had, Deborah Medina, just consider it.
Sure. I mean, is she running for Congress?
No, she's running for governor of the state of California. She's the Constitution Party candidate. She's Chuck Baldwin is endorsed her. You go to her website, www.nightingale.com.
Yeah, I've seen her name a few times, and you just said governor. Why was I saying Congress? Yeah, I'll look into that. I appreciate that. A lot of times I stay out of state politics because if I start endorsing a candidate and they do something I don't like, I'm not allowed to say I don't appreciate it because I don't have a free speech. I'm being sarcastic. But I appreciate the call, Dan. Let's go ahead and come back and I said I'd get into the Bill Gates thing, so I'll briefly do that. Then I'll try to jam in a few more phone calls. And then I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Truth Patriot, you're on the air, calling from Jersey. Go ahead.
Going, Alex Jones. First thing I want to do is wish you and your family a happy Memorial Day. You know, I wish you guys the best. I hope you have some fun, barbecue, you know, have a good old time. My question's about Obama. He's been in office 19 months now. One of his campaign promises is that he would bring home all the troops in 16 months. He's actually expanded the wars in Afghanistan. There's been more troops that have been dying per month since he's been in office.
Well, that's all true, but let me stop you. You fell victim to a tactic they use, though. You got involved in the middle of the lies, because there's so many, it's a confusion tactic. He said he would bring all the troops home immediately. Then he said over 90% of the troops within 6 months. Then part of the troops in 16 months. Then 21 months. Now they're saying they're looking at bringing some home by the summer. And so it's the lies are far worse. Sorry, go ahead.
They keep pushing it back and changing it and lying more and more. And I just wanted to ask your analysis of, you know, two questions, really. One, he's missing out on Arlington National Cemetery. He's not showing up this year. Instead, he's going to go on vacation and go do a smaller event just to get the press off of him. But he's not going to Arlington National Cemetery, even though he's expanding the wars. I just wanted to make that.
Your phone cut out, but yes, sir. They don't even show the coffins on TV. So it's just the forgotten wars. Yeah, there's guys dying over there every day. Just forget about it. Yeah, we're growing the opium. Yeah, we put out fake WMD reports. Yeah, the Al-Qaeda tapes are fake. Yeah, just, you know what? Just sit down and shut up. I will cover this in detail on Sunday, but here's the actual printout. Gates Foundation funds 78 new ideas. And they've since changed the headline that they had up last week on this. But if you go through the 78 grants, here's the Seattle Times. Bill Gates funds covert vaccine nanotechnology. And it says the foundation's funding a sterilization program using ultrasound at men's genitals. One of the things they're funding is a nanotech vaccine that's just sprayed on you or sprayed in the air or through mosquitoes. And that's not the issue. I mean, that's part of it. It's that I've learned in the last decade, I'm going to print up some of these. I actually did print some of them in the stack over the weekend and cover it Sunday. They have these pharmacological crops where the rice or other plants that you eat have live viruses in it. And I'm sure you've seen the headlines, new vaccine to cure drug use, to cure cocaine, to cure drinking, to cure cigarettes, to cure depression. And then you read it, and I've had medical doctors on about this, live viruses then go into the brain and destroy the neurons that could accept cocaine or heroin or nicotine. Now, those neurons and those receptors are there to take on normal chemicals that are in your body. Like when you get the date with the bombshell girl that you're in love with and, you know, you get this endorphin feeling when she says, yeah, I'll go out on a date with you. And then you get an even bigger endorphin rush 2 years later when she says, yes, I'll marry you. You get an even bigger endorphin rush when that healthy baby gets born. No more. But the issue here is then they'll have drugs that replace that. But they've also got studies about releasing viruses they can even spray on you, where it then attacks the aggression centers and basically makes you a zombie. And this is where they're really going. They're already drugging your water. They're already drugging our food. There is no limit to what they'll do, and they're doing it all out in the open now. So I'll cover that Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and back Monday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Great job with the crew this week and all the informative guests we've had on, from Ron Paul to you name it. More huge guests coming up next week. We'll see you Sunday. Have a great weekend and a safe holiday on Monday. Take care. Retransmission starts now.